Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday edition, the 26th day of January, 2021. Owen Schroyer is going to be taking over very, very soon with huge breaking news. But just up front, I wanted to just thank all of you for your action and all of you raising the alarm. And I want to thank you all for your prayers for the global awakening, because that is happening. The globalists want to be able to kill people and euthanize people and genetically manipulate the population and sterilize the population and have liability protection. That's what this whole globalist takeover and whole globalist push is about. But the fact that Merck just pulled out of their vaccine program and said, you don't need the vaccine, it'll hurt you, and you need to have your own immunity, shows that they understand that this whole test that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab launched is failing. And there's so much more I'll cover coming up in this hour with Owen, but they are suspending the Merck research into the vaccines. They've pulled back. They've pulled their two vaccines back. The WHO just said pregnant women shouldn't take the mRNA vaccines. You've got deaths all over the country, all over the world now being investigated by the police as being killed by the vaccine. And they're saying, we don't care if you have liability protection. When somebody dies an hour or two from this, we have to get involved. See, medicine wants to be God. It's a cult. Remember what the governor of Virginia said a few years ago? He said, oh, the police and courts don't get involved. It's between the mother and the doctor if the baby live. The eugenicists want control of the life cycle. And so this is all a power grab to set that precedent, and it's failing. Remember Gates said 700,000 will get sick or die? He wants to normalize that. Well, it's not going to work. And it's coming out that the vaccines don't work, and they're all a fraud, and it's all a power grab. And you'll always still wear the mask. And so they are now gauging this and realizing it's backfired. So spread the word, everyone you know. Spread the articles at InfoWars.com. Owen's going to take over right now. I've got a big special report coming up where I lay all this out. There's another big special report on InfoWars.com and Band.video that's got to get out, that's very powerful and very important, that I did yesterday, that deals with the fact that we are under global martial law and it is UN run. That sounds scary, but it's true. And recognizing that will allow us to reverse it. But only admitting the true level of attack we're under will allow people to get out of this. If you don't tell them the vaccine's designed to sterilize them, they're going to take it and get sterilized. It sounds crazy to say that, but it's true. And now they're having to admit that. It attacks the baby. It attacks the placenta. It's a kill weapon. That's what the top scientists said when it first was getting developed 6 months ago. All right. We have a lot of whistleblowers. We have good people at the highest levels coming out as well. And that's why we're going to turn this around. So that's the kickoff of the show. Please, Paul Revere's, realize every day could be our last day on air. The enemy's moving fast because they know they're losing. So please share this live link or tell folks at the local stations you're listening to right now. God bless and good luck. Here's Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We've got so much coming up for you today. More from Alex Jones, Robert Barnes coming up in the second hour, and we're going to be breaking what is really an indication of what the Democrats, but more importantly, the globalists have planned for any citizen that still yearns to be free. You want to be a free citizen of America? You want to be a free citizen of the world? Well, you're going to be labeled a domestic terrorist and sent to a gulag. That's how they can end freedom, is end all the promoters of freedom. And so there's more political news with that. Now, anybody, the big donors to Republicans, Democrats, saying anybody who doesn't completely disavow Trump will lose their money. But, you know, I'm sitting up last night thinking about today's broadcast, thinking about how I can draw it back, because we're going to hone in on all of this stuff, the COVID, the political moves, the fake Biden administration, the Trump administration down in Florida now, all of it. But this story kind of highlights where my mind was at last night at InfoWars.com, and it's yesterday's story. But it's like it took me really 24 hours to fully grasp how I could present it. World now under UN martial law as Great Reset moves ahead. And so the World Economic Forum happening right now in Davos, Switzerland. Ladies and gentlemen, here is what is undeniable, undoubtable, and it's just fully frontal now with the COVID and everything. We are in a global government. We are in a corporate global government. Just look around. Look around the planet. Everyone's shut down. Everyone's doing the fake pandemic. Everyone is either trying to attack Trump and nationalists or having people stand up with him. This is the war for the world to be free once again.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight, because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage. But now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. It's Tuesday, January 26th, the year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones, with massively positive breaking news that does have a very, very sickening sidebar to it. But overall, it shows that humanity's waking up and there's major pushback, even inside global institutions. So get ready for this. Let me just read you these headlines. WHO warns against pregnant women taking the mRNA vaccines. Merck scraps its COVID vaccine program altogether. Wait till you hear why they did that. Also, death of Northern California man who was 50 years old hours after he took the mRNA vaccine is under criminal investigation. They're also trying to spin why Hank Aaron died after taking the vaccine and so much more. Meanwhile, over in the UK, they are arresting and finding people that are caught outside playing in the snow. This is all part of the great globalist planetary reset and conditioning us to accept permanent medical martial law. InfoWars has been proven right again, right on target. Not because we're psychic and just magically imagined this, no. But because we studied what mRNA vaccines really are, and looked at what top scientists like Wolfgang Wudarg, who heads up an EU medical advisory board at the very highest levels, and the former chief science officer at a major company, also went public at the same time in a white paper warning the world that the particular Pfizer mRNA vaccine would actually attack the placenta and probably the fetus. Well, now, what's being reported? All over the world, WHO warns pregnant women should not take Moderna COVID-19 vaccine because it causes violent miscarriages. Repeat, it is not a vaccine. It is a gene therapy that programs your body to attack certain proteins associated with the common cold virus. They also predicted it would cause massive autoimmune responses in men and women and also turn off some people's immune systems. They also predicted that it would kill many people shortly after they took it. And now we know that's the case. And it doesn't matter if it's Moderna, it doesn't matter if it's Pfizer, it doesn't matter if it's mRNA, it's basically doing the same thing and it's causing all sorts of incredible problems. Here's the bigger question. What are they thinking? Well, I told you. They want to set the precedent to make us sick, to maim us, and then just have the public accept it, just like with autism. They know full well what they're doing with autism. Tens of millions of autistic children in the U.S. alone, hundreds of millions worldwide. Only industrialized countries have it. The Amish don't have it here in the United States because they're not being vaccinated. And it's causing an autoimmune response in the stomach and in the brain. This was well known decades ago, but they just cover it up, and it's now accepted. That's not just my opinion. We have, well, last December of 2019, so about 13 months ago, the UN coming out and admitting that vaccines aren't tested or causing massive problems and that frontline health workers are, quote, wobbly. So this is the WHO covering its butt. They know this is going to cause massive miscarriages. It already is. They know it's going to cause all sorts of other problems. So just like the British Ministry of Defense a month and a half ago, inoculation started there first, said a week into it, okay, pregnant women don't take it. Above 75, don't take it. Under 16, don't take it. But you see, that's only advisory information. The doctors and the health systems are corporately controlled. They're still rolling forward with it and not telling the public. So this is basically fine print. They put these stories out so they can say they warned you. But then when you actually go to the hospital or go to the clinic, they do not tell you. They give you a vaccine form that tells you commonly asked questions that you might get a sore arm or this or that, but that it's safe and effective. And that's how this horrible deception works. So again, there's that headline. It's on Infowars.com. I suggest you spread it. WHO warns pregnant women not to take Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Let's move to the next huge story. Merck scraps COVID vaccine program entirely and two vaccines it was developing, saying it's more effective to get the virus and recover because this is such a large class of viruses, you cannot create a vaccine that actually works because it's all based on the cold virus, which they've tried thousands of times to create a cure for. All you can do is create an autoimmune response in people who've had the vaccine the next time they run into a regular cold virus that can kill them, just like you saw with the Spanish flu in 1917, 1918, that killed 50 million people. It wasn't the flu that killed them. It was the autoimmune response in the lungs. Well, here it is. Merck scraps COVID vaccines, said it's more effective to get the virus and recover. But they knew all this. If Alex Jones and Mike Adams and all of our guests could tell you this 11 months ago when the development started, don't you think Bill Gates and all them know this? Oh, they know full well what they're doing. So Merck knows this is too big and that this is failing. And this just symbolizes that they want to pull out of this and don't want to be like Moderna and Pfizer and others. Oh, and don't forget, Australia came out with their vaccine. Remember that a few months ago and quietly had to pull tens of millions of dosages? Because it was giving people a positive HIV test, which I predicted again 10 months ago. And how did I do that? It's a common cold virus with HIV delivery system welded onto it. And that's according to more than 20 top universities. But oh, Snopes says it's a wives tale, even though you can look it up right now. Just like they say it's made up that Fauci funded illegal testing at the Wuhan lab starting in 2015, even though it's in all the major publications, but Snopes is God. They also say Hank Aaron didn't die from the vaccine. They just don't know why he died. He just died after he took the second one. Okay, let's move on to this next one. Death of Northern California man, 50. 2 hours after he took it, he first began to be paralyzed, then he had convulsions, and then he died. The police began to investigate it, but then they had the media come down on them in big tech, and they said, you're not allowed to do that. Only the UN can say how somebody died. Wow, the UN is God. So there you go. And don't worry, Snopes is already on it saying there's nothing to look at, nothing happening. Seriously, just within hours of him being dead, just Snopes said, Snopes is the coroner, Snopes is God. And you know, since I mentioned that, here's another one. Oh, Hank Aaron died of natural causes, had no COVID-19 symptoms, medical examiner says. You know, it's just he's 80-something years old. He just took it and then he just stopped breathing. You know, he just found dead at his house. No big deal. No big deal. All people getting their faces paralyzed, getting narcolepsy and getting epilepsy and all the girls that died and got cancer after they took the Gardasil shot, which of course attacks your ovaries. Everything's fine. Just get used to it. Yeah, a lot of old people are dying here and there, 20 here, 40 there, 50 there from the COVID shot. But the Swedish government and other governments say that's an okay price to pay. It's an okay price to pay. The big takeaway here is the wheels have come off this whole thing. And the fact that a major vaccine maker that already put out the Gardasil shot before and got caught doing that, despite the fact they've been given liability protection, the fact that Merck has scrapped its program and pulled out, they know this big, giant globalist takeover, this gang raping of the public is failing. And they know no matter how much UN immunity, how much US immunity they get, that people are pissed and they're aware of what's happening. When Bill Gates 6 months ago said, hey, 700,000 are going to get sick and die. And now the public's learning that it doesn't even protect you and you still have to wear a mask and you can still get COVID or any other virus, and that it's all a fraud. This is so gigantic. And so past vaccines were bad. They were tainted. They had their problems. They had Trojan horses in many cases. But now they are pushing genetic engineering and manipulation of our DNA. And again, just trying to set the precedent to get away with this in plain view. But the public is waking up. So that's why we can't just become punch drunk to people dying and getting sick from these vaccines. We have to speak out. We have to talk about it. We have to open the phones up on my show so nurses and doctors can call in and be heard. Because all I'm getting on the ground from nurses and doctors and people that work in nursing homes is they'll shoot up the whole nursing home and two or three will die and the rest can't even get out of bed for a week. And then they're scared to give them the next round of shots because that's when the real autoimmune response happens. So, folks, they haven't even vaccinated 2% of the population yet, and it's already a firestorm. So can you imagine when they try to vaccinate 80% and try to force people to get on planes to have this? This is a genocide. This is a criminal takeover. All right, back to Owen Schroer in the live broadcast. More special reports coming up. God bless, and I just hope you'll share this with everybody you know because this is life-saving information.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com. Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in with a long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And we're back live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Very significant. We're in Texas, one of the, I'd say, top five states to be right now because we're open for business. It's kind of a rare thing in America these days. I'm going to have more on that coming up. So much news to get here, guys. If you want to do a document cam of all the news, we have political developments with Democrats proposing legislation, including some such legislation that would label you, the listener, a domestic terrorist. Why? Well, not because you've committed any violent crime, but because you support Trump, love America, and are a free thinker. The most demonized and attacked individuals in the world today are free thinkers. I don't want to hear about discrimination because of color of your skin. I don't want to hear about discrimination because of any of all this garbage that gets brought up. No, it's free thinkers. Free thinkers are the most discriminated against people in the world today. And so last night, I had a long broadcast day yesterday and it just felt like wasn't your best performance. And so I'm just thinking last night, how can I draw back to show the bigger picture so that we're not getting distracted by the trees, but instead seeing the whole forest? And I thought, and it came to me just through osmosis last night, I just wanted to kind of forget about everything first because that's what I kind of have to do. So I went and I was watching old concert footage, Metallica in the 80s, AC/DC 10 years ago, just old concert footage from all over the world, Sweden, Europe, Brazil, Argentina. And I'm just sitting here, I'm thinking, watching 150,000 people rock to AC/DC in River Plate. And I'm just thinking, man, remember how fun Earth used to be? Remember how fun it used to be? You go to a ball game, a college ball game, you listen to the band, eat popcorn, the kids, everything. You go to a ball game, baseball team, the crack of the bat, the smack of the glove, a cold beer to your lips. You go to a concert, you're surrounded by a bunch of people, everybody there for the same reason, the energy, the vibes, the rock, the roll. It's all done, all canceled. You don't get to experience that anymore. And that's just some of the more frivolous entertainment. And I met a guy from New York last night who literally just came to Austin with a hotel. He's like, I can't live in New York. He's like, literally everything's closed. I can't go to dinner. I can't work out. Look at me. I'm fat. And he was just stunned. He was like, wow, you guys get to work out here. You have a gym open. Incredible. I'll get more into that later. But so my point is that remember how fun planet Earth used to be? Remember how fun freedom used to be? I don't think anybody would deny this. This is beyond political lines. And you're just like, what happened? What happened? Well, the brainwashed mind would go to, oh, well, there was a deadly pandemic, COVID. Well, you, the audience, know that that's not the case. There was no deadly pandemic. I haven't looked at the death count numbers for the whole world. Maybe we should do an exclusive report on that. I haven't seen anybody else do it. But we extensively looked at the death count in the United States, and it's totally proven there is no pandemic. I don't want to go into the details now. We've already done it. There was no deadly pandemic in the United States in the year 2020. And now you have other publications like the Wall Street Journal and other ones admitting, okay, there was no pandemic, but they don't say it in so many words. They just say, what happened to the flu? What happened to pneumonia? There's zero flu deaths, zero pneumonia deaths. Well, it's all COVID now. And so there's a bunch of complications about all of this. Now they're admitting it came out of a Wuhan lab. It's totally undeniable. But then China points at the U.S. and says, no, it came out of your lab. Well, no, it was transferred to your lab from the North Carolina lab under the Obama administration. Fauci and Gates were spearheading that. But again, I'm focusing on the tree. Planet Earth used to be one hell of a time, didn't it? Boy, we knew how to have a good time. Was it a little degenerative? Did it maybe cost us because we got distracted with it? Yeah, I think so. But Here's what is undeniable. Here's what hit me like a ton of bricks as I'm just going through the internet watching old concert footage, just missing the old days, as they say, not to be cliche, but, you know, the days before we had the fake pandemic. But it's not even that. It's total proof. It's total unequivocal proof. It cannot be denied. It shall not be denied. And it's time to accept it, face it, and have a discussion about it. Problem is, no one else will do it except InfoWars and maybe a few people out there, but very few and far between. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in, and I know you know this, but it's just not stated. It doesn't hit home. We are in a corporate world government. Do you understand? There is a corporate world government. They run the planet. Look at COVID. Look at the fake pandemic. Look around you. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to escape to. No country that's not faking a pandemic. No country that's open for business. You can't go watch a ball game. You can't go to a concert. It's all shut down for COVID. No, it's all shut down because the corporate world government is in control of every country. And they're going for the Great Reset right now. And that's why it's the number one discussion at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The good news is the world's waking up to it. And just like Biden, videos on YouTube were getting 10 to 1, in some instances, 15 to 1 dislikes to likes. So YouTube just removed them and then canceled them and then said no comments because all the comments were Joe Biden's a pedophile. Joe Biden lost the election. He cheated. So they just deleted the comments, deleted the dislikes. But now that same phenomenon is happening on the World Economic Forum YouTube page where they posted their opening video from the World Economic Forum in Davos this year titled, What is the Great Reset? Davos Agenda for 2021. Now remember, the New York Times and CNN and the Washington Post and the rest said, it's a conspiracy theory. There is no Great Reset. As the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab and others are saying, Great Reset, Great Reset, Great Reset, Great Reset. They tell you, hey, we're having a Great Reset. The corporate world government is having a Great Reset. That's why we're shutting everything down in the name of a pandemic. That's just fake news to get the Great Reset. And then you say, hey, why is this World Economic Forum talking about a Great Reset? And they say, oh, that doesn't exist. That's a conspiracy theory. Well, it's right out of their mouth. But the dislikes to likes on the Great Reset, I'm not good at math. What is this, guys? 15, 20 to 1? And then again, all the comments. This is the New World Order. This is globalism. This is a world government. We do not consent. When did you ever consent to be in a world government? When did you ever consent to being part of a corporate technocracy bent on world domination? Well, sadly, we all consented by not fighting it harder and by not paying attention because we were so fat and happy. But folks, it's here. We're in a corporate world government. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but it's time to start having a serious discussion about it and not pretending it doesn't exist.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
On the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. We'll be hearing from Alex again. Robert Barnes coming up in the next hour, about 30 minutes from now, to discuss the proposed legislation by the Democrats to label all of their political opposition domestic terrorists. This is one of the most dangerous power grabs you're ever going to see or hear about. And political persecution, I mean, this is just unheard of, unspeakable stuff, and it just shows you the evil nature of our politicians, but really how afraid they are of you. Now, why would that be? You're a good person. You're a law-abiding citizen. You're a God-fearing American patriot. Why are they afraid of you? Well, that's exactly why. Because you're informed, you're awake, you know what they're up to, and the crimes of the D.C. establishment have never been more obvious. So that's all coming up and more. You know, we have big deals happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and there's 5 days left on the Globalist Storm Is Here special with Pollen Block 25% off, Alpha Power 50% off, Pure Turmeric Extract 25% off. All three of those things are selling out fast, plus other deals. But you know what? I got to tell you, it's the easiest thing for me to do to just talk about all the products that I use at InfoWarsStore.com, all the supplements, which is most of them. But man, I gotta tell you, I hadn't really slept since last Friday. And I use the sleep support supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, Knockout and Rocket Rest. But I don't like to take it every night because I don't want to make my body acclimated to that, so I can still produce my own melatonin. So I took a few days off, but I couldn't sleep. And so I was desperate last night. So I took Rocket Rest probably at about 12:30, and I was out like a light and had deep, deep sleep until I woke up at 8 a.m. this morning. And so, I mean, I'm telling you, the best sleep support. I've tried everything, folks. I've had trouble sleeping forever. I've bouts with insomnia. Thank God, honestly, for me, thank God for Rocket Rest at InfoWarsStore.com, because there'd be many sleepless nights if it wasn't for Rocket Rest. So I'm telling you, Knockout is great too. I do take the Knockout, but the Rocket Rest hits me harder. So if you're somebody that doesn't really struggle as much with sleep, but you know, just want something to kind of put you over the edge and put you ease you into a nice sleep, Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com, I would suggest. But if you're somebody that struggles and you're restless and you just can't get a good night's sleep or stay asleep, Rocket Rest, deep sleep support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com is for you. Now, I will warn you. I will warn you. And this is the main difference between Rocket Rest and Knockout. Yeah, that's pretty much Rocket Rest right there. Good night. Yeah, good night. I will warn you. It's a bit of a hazy morning after Rocket Rest. I mean, you go into a deep, deep sleep. So, I mean, I really couldn't even get the morning fog off until about 9 a.m. And I took more than the recommended dose. I'll tell you that too. So that probably doesn't help, but, I was desperate to get some sleep. Rocket Rest came through again last night. So again, though, fair warning, there will be grogginess after Rocket Rest. Don't really get the grogginess after Knockout. Like I said, it's not as intense of a formula. It just kind of eases you into sleep. You're good to go. Rocket Rest, you're guaranteed deep sleep, not waking up. But there will be a bit of a morning grog. So, that's just a fair warning, but I gotta just say, see, it's easy for me, especially, you know, on the outset to talk about the supplements that I use. And so I am just big on Rocket Rest today. It's so refreshing. Cause people know when you have trouble sleeping, sometimes there's a unease, trying to go to bed at night, but, Rocket Rest, man, really works for me. So I can't say enough about Rocket Rest and what it's done for me, but that's just one of the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I've got a bunch of other news that I need to get to here. So I'm going to do a couple things before I really focus on the big stacks of news that I have here. First of all, I just want to say, Larry King did pass away over the weekend. We hadn't really mentioned that much. And I was listening to an old interview Larry King did. I guess it was from probably about, boy, maybe. Guys, see when Michael Savage was on with Larry King? This had to be 2018 maybe or so. Anyway, Larry King, obviously a big liberal, one of the top talk show hosts ever. But he did an interview with Michael Savage. I went back and listened to it. And, you know, in many ways, Larry King, the death of Larry King represents the death of true liberal media. Okay, it was 2016. Wow, okay, 2016. In many ways, that had to be a different one because this was post-President Trump because they were talking about President Trump. It was when he came on to talk about Trump's war. That's a different book. But anyway, irrelevant. The point is, I'm listening to Michael Savage on with Larry King, talking about his book, Trump's War, which I believe came out in 2016 or 17. Maybe it was 2015, but Larry King, the death of Larry King in many ways, sadly, is the death of actual liberals in media. Larry King was a liberal, but his approach to news and coverage was more important to him than liberal activism. He never hid who he was. He never hid his beliefs, but he was fair. He would hear the other arguments. I mean, he had all kinds of conservative guests on, not just Michael Savage, and he gave him respect. That's gone. There's no longer a liberal in media that's not a full-on anti-American activist. And that's their number one goal. And so obviously the news suffers. It becomes left-wing Democrat propaganda because they put the agenda, they put their activism ahead of their role as a talk show host or a reporter. So with Larry King, I believe liberal media is now dead. There is no more liberal media. It's only left-wing activism, Democrat propaganda, anti-American globalist garbage. That's all it is. I mean, you got Glenn Greenwald, but I mean, I'm not even sure he counts. So, Godspeed to Larry King, the last true liberal, the last liberal talk show host is now gone. And so it was just refreshing to actually see and hear a liberal talk show host who's fair who doesn't put his activism and agenda over his duty as a news reporter. And so, to me, that was highlighted with interviews that he did, such as the one with Michael Savage. But we'll pay our respects to Larry King here, obviously a legend in the business. But with Larry King, the death of Larry King is the death of liberal media. It's all activism now. So when we come back, I'm either going to get into this COVID news and just show the hypocrisy of Anthony Fauci, this rat man. You've heard of the Batman, but you now know of the rat man, Anthony Fauci. And then also President Trump, President Trump's office of the former president. I think I'm just going to call this the office of the president because Donald Trump is the president for all intents and purposes. He won the election. His words still have more weight than Biden's. And whenever President Trump makes his first statements or whatever he does from his office now in Mar-a-Lago, it's going to be highly anticipated and it's going to be highly viewed even by the media that hates him. So it's going to be an interesting exercise when President Donald Trump makes his statements again from his new office in Mar-a-Lago, and all of the attention that was ever on Biden will be shifted immediately to Trump. And it will once again prove Biden is illegitimate, has no support. Trump is the real president.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of living defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about living defense and what it did for me personally. Now look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of living defense? Now you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about living defense, living defense, living defense.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
They're on the case there. As for the actual legislation pending before Congress, we'll let Nancy Pelosi herself explain what's in it. Here's what she said about H.R. 1 back in October.
We have plenty of work to do in the Joe Biden administration. We're going to build the infrastructure of America in a green way. We're going to make sure health care is available to all Americans, lower the cost of prescription drugs.
What's that? I can't hear you under your mask.
We're going to have H.R. 1 right off the bat be about cleaner government so that we can reduce the role of big, dark, special interest money.
H.R. 1 is all about that big, dark, special interest money. Ooh, scary. So you have to wonder why Nancy Pelosi is still using the term dark as a euphemism for bad. But whatever, it's Nancy Pelosi, so we can be sure it's not racism. Nancy Pelosi is a good person, unlike you. The real question is how the party of ruthless corporate monopolies gets away with fake populist talking points like that. We need cleaner government, shriek the puppets of Silicon Valley. The answer, of course, is they get away with it because no one stops them. This is the, quote, For the People Act we're talking about here. It's for the people, so shut up.
Yeah, for the people to come
arrest them.
What exactly
does the Democratic Party intend to do for the people? Well, if you guessed enshrine their own rule by force forever, you win today's Daily Double. I'll take authoritarian political movements for 1,000, Alex. Good job. The For the People Act is the foundation of the Democratic Party's strategy to control the federal government well into your grandchildren's middle age. Take a look at it. Like most revolutionary documents, it's not a very exciting read. Nothing in it sounds especially radical at first until you think about it. The bill begins by declaring that, contrary to Article 1 of the United States Constitution, Congress has, quote, the ultimate supervisory power over federal elections. That's a big change. Under our current law, states get to decide how much fraud they will tolerate. Florida requires you to show photo identification in order to vote. California just wants you to vote Democrat.
The pushback
if
from
H.R.
the states,
1 passes,
even though it wasn't successful when they stole the election from us, stole it from Trump, was enough for them to now want to change the entire law.
On January 6th, we had a riot at the U.S. Capitol. Why did that happen? It happened because millions of American voters were convinced that the last election was not fair.
Still
where did they
are,
get that
the
idea? Well, it wasn't simply because the last president told them so. You're hearing that now as if they're animals who take commands and do what they're told, but they're not animals. They're people. They're American citizens who can see what's happening and come to their own conclusions about it. They saw the radical increase in mail-in voting. Millions did, and it corroded their faith and the public's faith in our systems of election. They were enraged by that, and some of them exploded. According to Democrats, the lesson of that terrible day is that we need more of the corrupt policies that caused it in the first place. We need more mail-in voting. We need more ballot harvesting. More corruption. That'll unite the country.
More illegal immigrants
that
can vote.
H.R. 1 would literally enshrine fraud. Here's a direct quote from that legislation. Quote, a state may not require an individual to provide any form of identification as a condition of obtaining an absentee ballot. Any form of identification.
Folks,
no identification whatsoever.
I can't go
whatsoever.
To the gym without identification. Validated.
Here's another direct quote from H.R. 1. Quote, a state may not require notarization or witness signature or other formal authentication, other than a voter's word for it, as a condition of obtaining or casting an absentee ballot. Under H.R. 1, paid political operatives could freely go house to house, apartment to apartment, collecting unknown thousands of ballots, then dump them all at a ballot drop box. And no one would have any idea if those ballots had been tampered with at any point along the way, nor would there be any way to prove it if they had been tampered with. And by the way, H.R. 1 also makes it harder for election observers to file complaints about any of this because complaining is racist. A system like that is suicidal for a democracy. No other free country would tolerate it. France and Canada don't tolerate it. They have banned mail-in ballots. They don't want fraud.
Well, it's incredible. And, of course, it's Pelosi talking through a mask. I mean, what a joke. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, what a joke, man. But you know what it really shows more than anything? When you have Obama and Clinton and Biden all up on the inauguration stage, all wearing masks, they're more enslaved than you are. Sure, they've got the wealth and the fame and the power. They're more enslaved than you are. But you look at what the Democrats are trying to do right now with all the legislation, labeling Trump supporters as domestic terrorists so they can be rounded up and thrown into a gulag. That's nice. That's we the people. That's what they say. That's for the people. No, that's for them and their criminal activity. By the way, Ted Cruz and other Republicans in Congress have reintroduced the amendment imposing term limits on members of Congress. Problem is, so many of these swamp creatures have been in what would be beyond the term limits, they'd never vote for it. Pelosi obviously leading that class with Biden. So Pelosi's been robbing us dry as a corrupt politician for 50 years. She's not going to give up that mantle. Are you kidding me? Maxine Waters, are you kidding me? Besides, these people wouldn't even know what to do in the real world. But let's take a look at what else the Democrats are doing right now. And it's all very unpopular. You know, you talk about the proof, or shall you say, how Tucker said it, Americans being convinced that this election was stolen from them. It's not just all the voter fraud we saw. It's not just the anomalies of the election night that they're just, it's so clear that they cheated. I mean, what a joke. A second grade student could identify these anomalies. But no, it's the fact that I'm dead serious. I don't know anybody who voted for Joe Biden. That is not a joke. I don't know a single person that voted for Joe Biden. My liberal friends either didn't vote or voted third party. I don't know anybody who voted for Biden. I'm not exaggerating. I don't know any person that voted for Joe Biden. I know more people that got COVID than voted for Biden. I was thinking about last night. I know five people who, quote unquote, got COVID. And most of them, you wouldn't even hear about it, except that it's COVID. So they tell everyone, oh, I tested positive for COVID. Oh my gosh, COVID. They just had a mild flu. And then I had a great aunt who is almost 90 years old, smoked and drank for 60 years of her life, died of COVID. No. So I know more people that had COVID than voted for Biden. I'm serious. I don't know anyone that voted for Biden. But then you have the proof of internet, which they're censoring now, and it still doesn't even stop it from happening. Trump has all the internet popularity. Every video Trump does, every speech, millions of views, nothing but thumbs up. Biden goes on the internet, it's a ghost town. You see a tumbleweed rolling through. Empty. You look at the rally size. So yeah, we're totally convinced Trump won. No, we know Trump won. They know Trump won. If you can find a Biden voter, he probably knows Trump won. But Trump, they said, was an authoritarian. Oh, but wait, here's the story at InfoWars.com. President executive order record for who? Joe Biden. 33 executive orders. He hasn't even been in office a week. And most of these are just COVID BS. Just a flex like he's doing anything for COVID. It's really nothing. It's more just a government power grab. But then he's got three in there that are for transgenders. He's got some in there to kill American energy. He's got some in there to open the borders. Borders are wide open, folks. Oh, okay. Oh, well, oh, and the borders are not wide open. Well, for all intents and purposes, they are, when now 9 out of 10 illegal immigrants are let into this country. Oh, they'll be stopped at the border, but they get let in. So where's that authoritarian? Well, how about a guy who was never elected, signing 33 executive orders in less than a week? Oh, everything's fine at the border. Why do you always talk about the border? Everything's fine down there. It doesn't matter 1 in 3 children are trafficked and raped coming across the border and 1 in 3 women. That's fine. Remember Trump said, Trump said, oh, 1 in 3 women are raped coming across the southern border. CBS News fact checked it and said, it's actually 2 out of 3 women, Trump. Oh, okay, so fine. More than half of the women that come into America illegally from the southern border are raped. That's good. Charred bodies of Guatemalan migrants found at U.S.-Mexico border. Remains of nearly 20 migrants discovered in burning vehicles. That's what we want at the southern border. And ICE is the bad guy, according to the Democrats. ICE. Oh, my goodness. It doesn't stop there. Biden says he's replacing the federal government's fleet of vehicles with electric cars, so that'll actually cause probably about 10 times the carbon emissions. Democrats have now proposed the legislation for the federal minimum wage to be $15 by law by 2025. I'll get more into that. Now, by the way, the Democrats and the media are calling for Telegram to be shut down. So that's coming up too.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Continuing on with the illegitimate man in the White House, Joe Biden, a man who was never elected president, who has now signed a record 33 executive orders. I mean, does it even hit home how dangerous that is? Does it even hit home how illegitimate it is? Does it even hit home how this is the death of the Republic when they can just install a man, put him in the White House, who was never elected, is the most unpopular politician in, I mean, when it comes to the modern day. Joe Biden's one of the most unpopular politicians. A man who's been in government for 50 plus years, a known liar, a known plagiarist, a known child molester, and they just install him. He doesn't even win. And then he signs 33 executive orders. It'll probably be up to 60 by the time this month is over. 33 executive orders before his first week in office. Boy, you don't have a republic. You don't have a democratic republic. You have an authoritarian dictator regime. And this is how countries end, folks. This is how republics end. So, I mean, Joe Biden is the face of the death of America. Joe Biden is the face of the death of the republic. Yeah, there's the famous video of Joe. We showed it. Folks, I'm telling you, every day, Joe Biden wakes up, doesn't know where he is. They have to get him his meds, wake him up a little bit, tell him he's in the White House, all this stuff. And then he goes, sits at a desk. He's got a stack of executive orders. He just opens them and signs them. And he says, because he's so out of it, folks, he doesn't even know what's going on. He says it on camera. He says, I don't even know what I'm signing. It's like, you know, the old person that's in your family that's suffering in their old age, having some brain problems. And sometimes they say things that they just, you know, don't think about. And it just comes out. That's Joe Biden. Hey, I don't even know what I'm signing up here. Just says it on live TV. And then, of course, signs it. Oh, boy. But again, there is no Biden support. Yeah, you're going to have the trendies. Yeah, you're going to have some libtards. But, I mean, for practical purposes, there is no Biden support. I'm not exaggerating, folks. I really don't know anybody that voted for Biden. I really do not know a single person that voted for Biden. It's incredible to think. But it's true. And so the Democrats now, though, are moving forward. They have proposed legislation. I have the bill right here to raise the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour by 2025. You know, I mean, look, it says at the beginning of 2001, it's up to $9.50. Then 1 year after effective date, $11. 2 years after effective date, $12.50. 3 years after effective date, 14. 4 years after effective date, $15 an hour. And so that would be 2025. I mean, I understand both sides of this argument because the way the federal minimum wage law was written, I think it would probably be actually closer to $20 an hour. But nobody really abides by that law. The problem is if you institute a minimum wage and actually force that on to private businesses, many businesses will go under, mostly in the service industry. They just won't be able to operate anymore. They can't afford to pay their employees that much. Now, I understand the notion when you have companies like Walmart and Microsoft and Amazon and the rest that pay their employees minimum wage and then have billions and billions of dollars like Apple. So, I mean, that should be the target here. It shouldn't be the average place that has to pay somebody $7 an hour and just because that's what they can afford. You should be looking at companies in China like Apple that pay a penny a day for the people that make their cell phones. In fact, that's what they should do. If you want to sell products in the United States, you have to pay your employees wherever they are that minimum wage.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday edition. Owen Schroyer is about to take over and interview constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes. He's also been advising President Trump the last few months during this giant election fraud crisis. But I wanted to introduce this hour here on this Tuesday, January 26, 2021 transmission, and just to ask Barnes out of the gates to respond to the legislation that the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Schiff, has introduced to create a new domestic spy force to use the CIA and the NSA openly on the American people. This is the guy that obviously got caught illegally spying on President Trump when he was president-elect, and while he was president, he tried to run several coups, as we know. But now this has even gotten Tulsi Gabbard and many others upset. Even the Squad is upset because they realize that this will take away any of their rights to even peacefully demonstrate or speak out. So I really want to get his take on. Schiff introduces legislation to create a federal domestic terrorism crime system, and just how draconian this is. And then after he speaks to that, because I'm going to be listening while I'm on vacation, my workcation here in Utah, I would like to hear him also get into the wheels coming off, in my view, on these gene therapy mRNAs. You know, it was Barnes 6 months ago pointing out these are not really classical vaccines. These are new drugs. These are genetic engineering, mutagenic drugs. And now to have Merck coming out and suspending their vaccine program, pulling back two vaccines, saying they're not safe and that none of the shots are safe, basically. That's what the other scientists have been saying. And to have the WHO saying pregnant women shouldn't take these mRNA vaccines, and all these deaths that are being caused sometimes within an hour of taking a shot. I mean, they can't cover it all up. They can't cover up all the Hank Aarons that they're killing, especially when a lot of these people are 20 years old, 50 years old, you name it. So I want his take on this medical tyranny, this big test, this big power grab, and I think it's really starting to fail. So what comes next? Because the police with this 50-year-old man that died yesterday, 2 hours after he took the shot, first he got paralyzed and was having convulsions. First his feet and hands became numb, then he began to get paralyzed, and he had convulsions and he died. That's the classic thing that happens. The police are saying, we don't care if this vaccine has a liability protection. That's civil. That's that 1986 act. They said, but if something's killing people, I don't care if you got a law saying civilly somebody's protected. It doesn't matter. We have a right to investigate, and so do grand juries. So what is that principle in law? I mean, I know it's there just in common sense. I feel it. I know it. And the police feel that and know it too. But how do we get a movement going to say, we don't care if you have liability protection? You could pass a law saying child molestation is legal. We're not going to put up with it. You could pass a law saying slavery is legal again. We're not going to put up with it. So really big things happen. Those are the two areas I want to hit. And then also with Barnes, get into this new office of the former president. You know, the Clinton set up their foundation and things. I'm glad Trump's moving in this direction. I think he should be his administration in exile and point that out and not back down. I think this is a toothless threat, this Senate trial coming up. We've got a report now posted at Bandai Video where my head of security lays out the real timeline and the fact that it was basically a false flag that tricked a few hundred patriots in. So those are the big three issues. You've got the vaccine wheels coming off. You've got the anti-terrorism move against the American people, literally saying arrest people for their thoughts. And then you've got what's happening with Trump and the trial coming up. So Robert Barnes is coming up. I give you Owen Schroyer in the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, band.video.
All right. Robert Barnes with us now. The three topics of discussion laid out by Alex. Bob, let's begin with the vaccine issue because, you know, I don't want to see doctors or nurses in the crosshairs of this, but it feels like they're kind of being put in that position as the middleman legally to take the slings and arrows here because the vaccine manufacturers do have the immunity, pun not intended, from litigation with the damage of the vaccines. But the police and other people are looking in. They're like, look, all these people are dying from the vaccine. There has to be an investigation, something here. So what do you think the law says? I mean, is it the sad truth that it's going to ultimately be the nurse or the doctor that actually plunges the needle into the arm of the deadly vaccine that kills the person that's going to be legally liable for these deaths? Or how do you see this going, Bob Barnes?
Well, criminally, the drug companies can definitely be prosecuted if they knowingly created an undue health risk and danger to the country. Now there's, not only do they have certain forms of immunity under law from civil suit, depending on the nature of the vaccine, but they also have basically a different kind of immunity from emergency legislation. That because a lot of this was authorized as emergency vaccines, emergency drugs, that creates a host of additional protection for the drug company. But the degree to which they knew of a risk and hid that risk, then they could be criminally prosecuted both under various state law jurisdiction and federal law jurisdiction. And that wouldn't mostly not go to the nurse or the doctor. That would go to, unless the nurse and the doctor knew of the risk, that would go to the drug company itself. Now, unfortunately, there's not a history of a lot of state prosecutors or federal prosecutors taking action against big drug companies, even when they deliberately distributed opioids like they were heroin over the past 2 decades, creating a opioid addiction epidemic across the United States that, frankly, in many respects, was more collaterally damaging than COVID ever has been.
Oh, I think that's totally proven with the numbers.
Yeah, I had no doubt about it. So hopefully they do something about it. But out of the gate, there is criminal exposure. There is criminal exposure for the drug companies. It'll simply be a matter of political will. Will the investigators do something about it? Will the prosecutors do something about it? But at both the state and federal level, there is no immunity for deliberately distributing a drug that has undisclosed health risks that could lead to someone's severe injury or death.
Well, and I just think about the employees or even, you know, government employees or employees of companies where they've been told they have to get the vaccine, or, you know, airlines saying you have to get the vaccine. So it now becomes this mandate in all these different walks of life. I mean, what about them? If they care about their employees and they see all the side effects of the vaccine happening, I mean, you'd think there'd be a push from the private industry or even the government saying, hey, wait a second. We've forced people to have this on the notion of safe and effective. Now people are getting sick and dying from it. You'd think there'd be some motivation there to stand up for the employees.
Well, and I think there could be civil liability for employers or other people that are, or educational institutions or other people that are, or airlines that are compelling the vaccine to the degree that they get to that place. There's mostly been threats. They haven't moved to the stage of actually compelling it yet because they don't have the same immunity as the drug company has. So just because the drug company can't be sued and nobody in the medical chain can be sued for delivering the vaccine does not mean that an employer cannot be sued for compelling its use, or an airline can't be sued for compelling its use. So I think they face different levels of civil exposure. And indeed, you know, I'm working with Robert Kennedy on bringing Robert Kennedy Jr. on bringing suits against educational institutions, employers, and anyone else who tries to compel this vaccine as a condition of access to education, a condition of access to employment, a condition of access of your constitutionally protected right to travel. So we're going to be filing suits on that, talking to a pilot worried about it in the context of the airlines, talking to teachers in the context of educational institutions, talking to government employees in the condition of government employment, and private individuals in the case of private employment, including CEOs and executives who are concerned about it. So it's, to my knowledge, it's never been compelled in the history of America has either an educational institution or an employment institution compelled you to get a new flu-like vaccine as a condition of access. And so I think there's ways and means to challenge it and contest it. We're working on ways to do so. Suits have already been brought in the case of educational institutions, and they will be brought against other institutions as well, because as you note, and as Alex, here's the best summary of the entire vaccine issue to date. Alex Berenson, a liberal report, a former reporter from the New York Times, who's wrote multiple books on this and mostly a spy novel writer, says that there's no way he will allow his kids to get this vaccine. So what, and he's been studying this in more detail independently than anybody. So what does that tell you about the safety and security of this vaccine?
Well, and that may be the answer to my next question, which we'll get on the other side of this break, which would be, what is the genesis of this legal fight? I mean, where does it even begin? Because the, you know, the liability protection of the vaccine.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, see now. I was watching some live Billy Idol concerts last night. Boy, could he rock. Back when Earth used to be fun. Now we have rock. Now we have White House press briefings where all the members of the press are wearing double masks. Double masks. And now the Canadian health officials are saying you need to wear at least three masks. Well, I got news for you. You should be wearing at minimum 10 masks, 30 masks if you really want to be safe. 33 masks. Actually, you should wear a mask for every executive order that Joe Biden signs. So that would be 33 as of today, quickly increasing. All right, I'm getting distracted by the madness of that. We have constitutional attorney Robert Barnes on with us right now. We've got a lot of things to check off the list with him, but I want to kind of finish up what we were talking about earlier. I think he may have answered my question with the litigation he's working on right now, but more specifically, Robert Barnes. What is the beginning of this? The liability protection from Big Pharma and specifically vaccine manufacturers where these vaccines are pretty much already mandated. I mean, you can fight it and maybe get out of it to go to a public school or something. But for all intents and purposes, we already have mandatory vaccines. Children get damaged. Children die. They aren't allowed to sue. There's a vaccine special court, vaccine special payout program. Most people don't know about this. So that's been so institutionalized and ingrained into the general medical practice. Yeah, there's me with my masks being very safe. I told you first to wear 33 masks. I was ahead of the rest of the health officials there. But getting serious, what do you think is the beginning of this? Because there's never really been the attention on the vaccines like with COVID, because it really is affecting everybody, at least in their purview of the world. So what do you think is the beginning? I mean, we've seen so many people die, so many negative health effects. So many of the vaccine manufacturers even pulling back, saying, okay, you know what, we got to pull back. These are having bad side effects. But where does the dam break on this, Robert? How do you think the dam breaks on this protections that the vaccine manufacturers have from all the damages that have happened from the vaccine, specifically with COVID?
I mean, I think it's become educational. So because of the way in which this vaccine has gone through, it has some immunities, but not the same scale and scope of immunities of other vaccines. Particularly emergency approval vaccines have a different level of legal review and other aspects to it. Two things need to happen. One is a lot of people are actually unaware of all the special laws that make it tough to sue vaccine makers. Because the typical vaccine was a vaccine that's been around half a century, or at least perceived to be, that involves very dangerous diseases that have been mostly eradicated. through various therapeutic treatments, and it mostly involved young children, usually babies 1, 2, 3 years old, and it was involved access to public education. And so outside of a small group of people, most people didn't know really about these special immunities for vaccine makers, how informed consent is often not required of vaccine makers, how even the doctor or nurse can be immune even when they make a basic mistake, like give 2 shots or give the wrong shot. And all of this was done in the 90s in order to help. It was sort of an extortion campaign by Big Pharma to say, we're not even going to make these vaccines unless you, Congress, give us special immunities for making them. And legally, my view has always been, if you have a product that a jury will find so dangerous that you can't make that product, then you shouldn't be making that product. That should be the answer, not special immunity for them. But that's precisely what took place. So they had locked in guaranteed profits with basically no meaningful risk or exposure. The vaccine court limits damages tremendously, prevents public information and public disclosure quite frequently, disallows discovery of a meaningful manner, and most importantly, precludes and prevents either punitive damages or a jury from assessing damages at any rate. It's done by a specialized court with specialized politicians in D.C. And it's not consistent with the jury trial right, but our courts, of course, have again turned a blind eye to that. But in this context, there's a lot of grounds to challenge it, and that's where Robert Kennedy Jr.'s organization, Children's Defense Fund, I've been talking to them over the last about 4 or 5 months, and he recognized right away that we needed to have a cross-party, cross-ideology alignment of lawyers committed to civil rights and civil liberties to expose the drug-making industry writ large. Because, and this provides a perfect example for it. More and more people are waking up to the reality over in the World Economic Forum, they want to talk about the Great Reset, the Great Awakening. But the real awakening is how dangerous these people are in positions of power. And in particular, as it relates to vaccines, we've never had a successful COVID vaccine before, number one. Number two, as Alex repeatedly reiterates, this is an mRNA vaccine, which makes it uniquely dangerous and uniquely experimental. Because it is meant to change potentially your DNA itself. And this is not something we should be experimenting with, period. Last but not least, the only time we tried to rush and force through a flu-type vaccine, which is what this fundamentally is, was in 1976 with the swine flu. And that was a monumental disaster and debacle. Even CBS's 60 Minutes back in 1977 detailed and demonstrated this. You can still find it in various places, the old video footage from the interviews and the story that they told. And it's just been conveniently memory-holed by the institutional media and the institutional press. But the reality is, it's amazing that the drug company's genius really in the area of vaccines is to take a drug, because that's all a vaccine is, stick a fancy label on it like vaccine, instead of call it, hey, we want to force drugs into your body that are experimental, and we're not sure really how they work because there hasn't been enough time to understand it or appreciate it. And we have no economic incentive to really care because we make our profit with almost no risk. But just by labeling it vaccine, somehow magically and miraculously, it has these mythical divine qualities. And then this is also why over the past decade, the institutional press has been waging war against people questioning efficacy and ethics of coerced or uninformed consent vaccines by calling them, quote, anti-vaxxers. I mean, that's how they ruined the career of a doctor in the United Kingdom, solely because he raised questions about the efficacy and ethics of certain vaccines. This is really, as Robert Kennedy Jr. does a good job of explaining, this is an informed consent movement. This is not an anti-vax or anti-drug movement. It's just not a pro-vax or pro-drug movement. It's a pro-informed consent movement. After Nuremberg, as part of the Nuremberg Code, we agreed that we were not going to ever experiment on human beings again, because that's what the Nazis did. And that's what the Nuremberg Code is all about. And that's supposed to be part of our tort law, supposed to be part of our international code, supposed to be part of human rights, supposed to be part of the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. And yet our courts have taken a precariously blind eye to these legal invasions and incursions on that right, because that's what this issue is about. if someone wants to take the vaccine, absolutely have at it, but they should have informed consent.
Yeah, and they should have legal protection if the vaccine does them permanent damage. So it sounds to me like the answer is what the push has been from the beginning, and that public awareness is just now that the COVID vaccine has so much attention on it and they're actually covering the negative side effects now. Normally they wouldn't do that. The opportunity for public awareness increases, and then maybe you can parlay that into some successful litigation with the public behind you now. All right, we're going to come back more with Robert Barnes. We're going to talk to him about the Democrats proposing legislation to put you in jail.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth, create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Robert Barnes with you. We change topics of discussion to a new bill being proposed by Democrats, but it's actually not new. In fact, it was Adam Schiff that proposed this 2 years ago. Schiff introduces legislation to create a federal domestic terrorism crime. And so it kind of went unheard at the time. The Democrats were up to so much shenanigans at the time that it kind of went uncovered and just kind of faded away. But now, with the events from January 6th still in people's minds, it comes back with more force and fervor than ever. And so the Democrats, once again, that they introduced this bill 2 years ago, are now saying we need to label Trump supporters, let's call it what it is, label Trump supporters domestic terrorists, insurrectionists so that we can send the law enforcement teams after them, whether it be the FBI or local law enforcement, whoever they can get to cooperate will be fine for them, to arrest millions of Trump supporters after labeling them domestic terrorists. Tulsi Gabbard understands the dangers of this. She's been doing TV interviews talking about how bad it is. And of course, it's Adam Schiff, the one doing this. Believe me, folks, Adam Schiff doesn't want the world to know what he does in private. I'll leave it right there. But Robert Barnes, constitutional attorney, legal expert with me here. You know, aside from the legal argument that's being made here, we can get to that too. You know, for all practical purposes, this is a major political party labeling any of its opposition terrorists and then having it actually written down in law and legislation to do it so they can execute, you know, the mass arrests or the detentions that they want. I mean, is this something unheard of in American law? I mean, I'm just trying to think. I mean, even in World War II, when they were putting Japanese people in camps, you know, there's a lot of debate about that. There were thousands of Japanese spies that were found. I'm not saying it was a good thing or not to put them in camps, but the point is, has there ever been a notion or a proposed legislation like this where an entire political party wants to label its opposition as terrorist to begin the process of arresting them or, you know, getting them out of the free market? Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, there are historical examples of it. And essentially what they want to do is they want to take out the worst examples from our history and aggregate them and combine them together and accelerate them to an entirely new level. So, you know, during the beginning of the country, John Adams tried to pass and did pass the Alien and Sedition Acts, which were intended to criminalize political dissent in the country. It was so controversial, it led to his party being thrown out of power, Thomas Jefferson pardoning everybody who was ever fined or prosecuted under those laws. And we promised that we would never resuscitate those laws, but we have sporadically done so, such as during World War I and during some of the so-called foreign terror prosecutions in the 1990s. And those are the sedition laws. They're now talking about reinvigorating using the Capitol Hill riots as the pretext. The second example that really took place, to some degree, Lincoln during the Civil War, he suspended the writ of habeas corpus in places that were not even part of war. And the U.S. Supreme Court in 1866 recognized that was patently unconstitutional. You couldn't do so. But again, war has been the most common pretext for this, because the next two time periods we really faced it were World War I and World War II. In World War I, the Palmer Raids were used in a range of other activities, and the Sedition Acts were reinvigorated. So Eugene V. Debs went to prison for giving a speech. People went to prison for simply distributing anti-war pamphlets. And though, of course, those anti-war people were right. World War I gave us fascism. World War I gave us communism. World War I gave us World War II. So the critics were right and those who locked them up wrong, but even the court went along with it. Then we reinvigorated again, as you note, in World War II, this time using ancestry as the pretext. While many people know about the massive detention camps simply based on Japanese ancestry, they don't know that, in fact, also German populations were put under undue suspicion simply for being German. And the only reason why they didn't lock up all the Germans is because that was about 20% of the country in different parts of the country. So it was impractical to do so. But that was the next effort at sort of spying on your domestic political opponents or perceived political opponents. And then the Cold War was the last justification for this kind of behavior. So they and what they're really trying to do is take the old Alien and Sedition Acts and the sedition laws that they used to target political dissidents in the past. Look at examples like the Palmer Raids and the Korematsu case of mass detention camps, and add them and aggregate them together to the COINTELPRO program run under the guise of supporting the Cold War from the 1950s through the 1970s. The head of the COINTELPRO program, of course, was Mark Felt, who was, in fact, the guy that later was a deep throat taking out President Nixon because Nixon attempted to de-Hooverize the FBI. And this is part of the broader picture here. What they're trying to do is not only reinvigorate COINTELPRO bring back the sedition laws to target political dissidents, legitimize spying on political opponents. They want to take all of the extraordinary remedies of the Patriot Act and invasive components of the Patriot Act that was meant to be constitutional only because it was a foreign policy, not a domestic policy, and apply it now to their domestic political opponents. To give an example, the ACLU, after Schiff put out this proposal 2 years ago, and Biden himself put out a proposal about 6 months ago, mighty coincidental how these Capitol Hill riots perfectly play into the script of the deep state actors, not only in discrediting and damaging the president's reputation, but also in unleashing these new domestic terror laws. And the laws are written so broadly, they cover things that do not fit the conventional or colloquial understanding of domestic terror. All that it has to be is you have to do something for politicized purposes that might be considered dangerous by somebody that violates some law somewhere. So as the ACLU pointed out, almost every activist leftist organization has been violating these laws for 30 plus years if they're suddenly going to start being applied across the board. So it's not just going to be limited to the right. Now, they want to do it to the Trump people in particular. And what they want to do is to not only weaponize it by expanding the definition of domestic terror, creating special criminalized statutes so that, like right now, a trespassing law, say, if you trespass on a federal property for protest purposes, usually you don't even get much time, maybe a year. They want to make it mandatory minimums of between 10 and 35 years in federal prison. These are Stalin-esque type sentences meant to intimidate and terrorize their political opponents from using certain options and alternatives to them that have historically been available without that kind of severity of consequence. But here's the other big thing with it. It allows spying on all of your educational records, spying on all of your medical records, spying on your employment records, all of which they can do without probable cause of a crime. Because Schiff wants to take all of the Patriot Act provisions for international terrorists and essentially create a domestic FISA court that authorizes COINTELPRO activity without probable cause of a crime against their political opponents. And the additional component of this is they're trying to pass legislation to spend massive money so that this becomes the number one priority of the FBI. This is COINTELPRO on steroids. This is the Patriot Act on steroids. And what it would do is the biggest threat as well, aside from the surveillance, the spying, and the sentencing risk that it creates, is seizure risks. If you're seen as an organization or individual who financially assisted, or there was any assets that you have access to that they decide those assets were somehow connected to any of these disfavored events, they can just come in and seize them and keep them forever, seize them and steal them. And this is an extraordinary power that effectively could bankrupt political organizations that resist President Biden. So it's a dangerous, perilous time. We are facing the greatest constitutional crisis in American legal history in 2021 between the lockdowns and the domestic terror legislation that isn't about domestic terror. It's about spying on your political opponents. It's about sending your political opponents to prison. And it's about seizing their assets if they attempt to resist you.
And I'm not supporting any of this that's happened in the past, but at least in the past, it was for a pro-American agenda. The people proposing this now, they hate America, folks. They're open about it.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're back here on The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes with you. And now, over the phone, Alex Jones, probably on top of a mountaintop, skiing down a mountain at 35 miles per hour, live on the air. Alex Jones.
Well, yes, that's where my wife and some of the children and some of the crew are. But, no, I just can't help it. Things are so serious. I'm down here working and working behind the scenes out of this hotel room office just to try to keep InfoWars on the air. They're coming after everybody, and I just want to be clear to the listeners. When Robert Barnes, we're going right back to in a moment, said this is the greatest crisis in American history, this is a multinational corporate concerted effort to federalize the elections under the Democrats so the states can't expose all the fraud that just came out and block it, to shut down everybody's free speech, to forcibly inoculate everyone, to bring in every form of tyranny. And now to say we're going to use the military, this is from the press conference last week with Biden. They all repeated what Brennan said, which shows he's one of the guys with Obama running this. They said, we are going to ram this down your throat. We are going to disrupt networks of conservatives. We're going to shut down their operations. We're going to shut down Fox News. We're going to shut down Newsmax. We're going to shut down OAN. We're going to shut down Tucker Carlson. They're not even mincing words about this now. They're not even playing games. They're not even joking about it in any way. And so there's no amount of alarmist activity that could be enough here. We need leaders like Josh Hawley and Cruz, who, you know, they're targeting and trying to expel from the Senate right now, to come right out and call it for what it is and tell America we're in a total crisis. That's why they cut Trump off and cut off all of his communication systems because they feared him actually calling the public out for real against this, which, of course, he never planned to do and didn't do. They were trying to trick him into doing that, and as Barnes exposed. So I want Barnes to talk about solutions forward, not just supporting local media, not just keeping us on the air. That's important. But what Congress should do, legally and lawfully, what states should do, I think a new Declaration of Independence, a coalition of states allied with good people in Congress to show the authority of real government, not a literal physical succession, but a declaration of succession, a reconstituting of the republic. We need to really have major shows, roundtable discussions, and make this the main talking point. You know, I've engaged in a lot of leadership before. I've studied history, and I'm telling you, this is what we must do. This is how we need to take action right now. So I'm going to hand this back over to Robert Barnes, and I'll be listening very intently. Thank you.
All right, so you just heard from Alex there, Robert. And you know, maybe this could be spearheaded out of Mar-a-Lago, Florida, where President Trump just, declared he's going to have his office, his former president office, but it's the real president's office in Florida. So what is your take on that proposal by Alex Jones?
Yeah, I mean, a second Declaration of Independence to restore and renew the first Declaration of Independence is definitely needed in an era in which they have effectively privatized the state. So the through monopolistic oligarchs. So we face a situation and circumstance where they're using private employers, big corporate employers, to force DNA changing drugs into people's bodies and systems for a disease that is less deadly than the flu for 80% or more of the population. If you look at COVID's death rates, the average death rate is 73 or above. In Europe, I think it's currently at 82. It's people that on not over 90% of the people who die of other comorbidities. And in fact, they don't know the but-for causation that's even associated with COVID because the data has been so contaminated by the perverse incentives that have been put in. So we live in an environment where they're using, and then of course through big tech and its monopolies, using its control to censor and suppress information and to manipulate information. People recognize the censorship or suppression that takes place. Many of them still underappreciate the algorithmic manipulation that's meant to deceive them into different perceptions of the way the world works. And so the combination of those two pose unique threats to American freedom and American liberty, particularly in the lockdown environment where every single constitutional liberty has been at some point suspended over the past year, with courts often failing to take meaningful remedial action. So the way that it can be actionable, the solution that Alex discusses, the idea of a second Declaration of Independence to expand and reinforce the original purposes and premises of the first Declaration of Independence in the modern technological and corporate era to resist this sort of multi-country, multi-corporate, global, elite, bureaucratic style governance, the Great Reset being discussed by the World Economic Forum. The great resistance to the Great Reset is the restoration of the Declaration of Independence. It's still the case that the answer to 1984 is to Orwell's 1984 is more American style 1776. And the way that can be accomplished legally, constitutionally, is what many people are considering and in fact is already partially in process, which is a convention of the states. You don't have to depend upon Congress to amend and restore the Constitution. The states, if enough states of 34 states, or at least 35, depending on the circumstance, sign on to the convention, then you would have a convention that could pass constitutional amendments to clarify some of these things, that your right to informed consent should be part of that for all medical treatment at all time against the government or private employment. Your right against political-based discrimination, the First Amendment should be expanded to include a right not to be fired because of your speech, but also a right not to suffer any consequence from these corporate oligopolies based on your First Amendment rights. And so if we meaningfully expand free speech and free press, and we meaningfully ensure informed consent is explicitly and expressly within the constitutional guarantees, then that would take us a long way towards restoring the purpose and premise of the First Declaration of Independence so that we can have a second Declaration of Independence from the Great Reset itself. And so
that's what I'm saying, too, is we have to do a reversal on the Great Reset that they want to bring in a world government. And we have to say, no, we'll have a great reset of America. We'll have a great reset of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, indeed. A restoration of the Republic in a meaningful way that restores the constitutional liberties it was founded upon. And to reinforce that across the board. And maybe look at not giving for maybe requiring a state consenting. The same requirements that exist for amending the Constitution may need to be added for any changes in the number of justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, for any addition of states, that the states should have to consent to that separately and independently. A right of recall. There should be a right of recall against members of Congress and particularly United States senators. That would allow them right now. What happens if somebody gets elected to the Senate? They're there for 6 years and they can ignore the people who represented them because they're looking at their reputation amongst a different group of people when they get out, other than the voters they're supposed to be representing and the financial rewards that can come from other people. And so you have Mitch McConnell betraying his base that if there was a right of recall, Mitch McConnell would get recalled tomorrow and Mitch McConnell would be out of power. And so we, over the last 200 years, but particularly in the last 20, we've seen certain weaknesses and vulnerabilities in our constitutional liberties that need expansion and express and explicit protection that a convention of states could possibly afford and provide. And so it's definitely something to look at, as well as people using more power of recall. Look at the power of recall in California. Just the fact they've already gathered 1.2 million signatures has led the governor to suddenly capitulate and change his position on lockdowns.
Well, I'm not sure if that has to do with that or Biden getting in, but I think there needs to be certainly something that has more teeth to it with these recall petitions, because most of it just ends up being ceremonious. In fact, like 100% of it really is ceremonious. There needs to be more teeth to it. But, you know, here's the challenge to me, Bob, because I completely agree. I mean, we could write another Declaration of Independence for the year 2021. The question then becomes is what is, for lack of a better term, the common enemy to the American way of life, the common enemy to America in general? At the time, it was obvious. It was King George. It was the Redcoats. I mean, that there was no debate there. Even the people that may have liked them, it was still no debate that was the case. So, I mean, what does the new Declaration of Independence target? Is it big tech? Is it big media? I mean, what do we declare we're independent of? Big medical? World government? Because, I mean, the Democrats are admitting it. I got the story here in the New York Times. Why is big tech policing speech? Because the government isn't. So they're admitting we're bringing in a corporate government. We're bringing in a world government with the big tech companies. So, I mean, is that who do we declare our independence from? How do we write a new Declaration of Independence, if that's the case, to label the people that are enemies of free speech, the Second Amendment, and so on?
Well, really, it's the corporate state. It's the merger of big corporations and the government at a statist level. It's much closer to fascism than communism is our great enemy and adversary, because that's what fascism did. It required the corporations to be subservient to the state and used corporate power to influence and implement their agenda. And so we need to do the same thing with a restoration of rights and an expansion and explicit, for example, include in the new in a amended constitution that there is no emergency exception to it. That's one of the critical components of it, because that's where the state has used lockdowns.
Here, let's let you hone in on that again in this short segment coming up after the short break. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Bob Barnes with you.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Globalists are taking control of the entire human genome.
They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got Robert Barnes with us here on The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in the captain's chair today. I want to give Bob this segment to try to hone in on what he was getting into before the break cut him off. When you have the Democrats and the liberal media saying, promoting, praising big tech, censoring free speech, that's just one of the signs, one of the symptoms that they're turning over the government to a corporate government, a big tech tyranny, medical tyranny. And so we now have, to me, Bob, the, shall I say, landscape to say, okay, if we're going to do a new Declaration of Independence, it's against big tech tyranny. It's against medical tyranny. It's somehow getting businesses the right to say, look, a government can't just come in here and run your business. That's communism. So how would something like this go? How would a presentation of this go and an execution of this go to say, look, we're declaring independence from big tech, big media, corporate government, medical tyranny. We're declaring independence from this.
It would be to institutionalize the remedies with constitution, with amending the constitution to provide expanded and express protections for individual liberty. Because it's really all about the individual against the corporate state. That whether you're talking about big pharma, you're talking about big media, you're talking about big tech, you're talking about big business, you're talking about global corporations, you're talking about the state itself. It's sort of the Hydra hybrid of big corporate power and state power that is the great threat to individual liberty. And we need to institutionalize protections through amending the Constitution potentially, as well as you can do this in every state law. So to the degree that we can't get a convention of states to have a new federal constitution, each individual state can be passing laws. Each individual city can be passing laws. Each individual county can be passing laws that expand informed consent, for example. And what does informed consent means? It means they cannot invade your body with any compelled or coerced medical procedure without your informed consent, your knowledgeable involvement. And so that's just one aspect. The second is protecting free speech from any degree of censorship, whether it's by big tech oligarchic monopolist or by the state directly. The state should not be able to achieve indirectly what it cannot currently do constitutionally directly. So you can provide a bunch of expanded, extended protections to say no more emergency exception to the Constitution. And to the degree that that cannot be done or is not achievable at this juncture through a convention of the states for the federal Constitution, there's no reason why it can't be included within state constitutions, why it can't be included within county charters, why it can't be included within city governments. You know, look at every potential locale for remedy. Look at what the left did. The left weaponized its local access, its access to local power to create sanctuary cities over the last 4 years that discarded state and federal law and did so with impunity and immunity. Well, learn from that and restore constitutional rights and remedies at that level. So there's multiple levels of government by which we can achieve and attain some of these benefits and at least put into motion the goal of having it ultimately be a national protection. And then last but not least, the institutional components would be looking at what are the risks? The risks are the ability to pack the court. The risks are the ability, to stack the Senate. The risks are the senators who don't have to listen to their constituents because of the length of their terms. So with the risk is not being able to have term limits currently under the court's jurisprudence. Those institutional reforms can go back in the same way our bicameral legislatures and our tricameral method of government was meant to do. The checks and balances that were supposed to be there that right now are failing, and that our courts are failing. And ways you can reform that include not allowing states to be added without two-thirds of the states agreeing, not allowing additional Supreme Court justices to be adding without amending the Constitution to do so, allowing a right of recall of House members and senators, allowing the standards, as you mentioned, for recalls to be more to have more impact so that those are not so high and prohibitive as not to be able to do so. And last but not least, supporting places like InfoWars that allows this information to be distributed free of the censors and suppressors in the first place. The go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy products that make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser, while at the same time supporting the revolutionary change that can happen democratically and constitutionally to restore our freedoms again in America, to make 1776 real, not just a slogan.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
When the Founding Fathers were battling tyranny in the 18th century, everything was still physical. And so, the Redcoats, as they were known at the time, lobsterbacks, a little more demeaning term. When King George sent them to America, they had to seize their physical assets. They had to seize their physical firearms, and they had to physically do it. Now, everything, well, maybe not everything, but most activity is done digitally. And so it can be done in the shadows, it can be done in secrecy, and it's harder for the people to comprehend or perceive what's going on. And it just moves so fast. And so it was easy back then to say, no, look, we're going to be declaring independence against the people that are literally coming to our front doors, monitoring our communities, taking our guns, taking our assets. Well, now that it's all digital, it's a little more cloudy. It's a little more confused. And this is a new phenomenon that we're dealing with here as humans, the new digital world. We're really not even half a century into this. And so it does create a complex situation to declare independence from these things that are really mostly in the shadows and just in algorithms. But, you know, Robert Barnes is doing one more segment with us here. Bob, I would make the argument that the tyranny we're dealing with now from big tech, big pharma, is they're actually more powerful than the British Empire was in the 18th century. I mean, they really have more power over the world, the Googles, Big Pharma, and the rest of them, than the British Empire could ever even imagine. And so you'd think that it would be easy to ally against this force. You think it would be easy to get people to understand these issues. But again, I think it's the phenomenon of the digital world. It's the distractions that we all have, and it's the conformity issue that we're dealing with as well that makes it so difficult. So, I mean, how do you think, whether it's President Trump or InfoWars or somebody else steps up as a leader here, how do we present this as being beneficial to all Americans since, you know, Trump, ourselves, and others have been so demonized, lied about over the years? How do you present something like this to get the whole American body politic to understand, no, this is something that's good for all of us. This is something that's a necessity if we want to have a free country again. and getting the claptrap of, oh, racism, oh, this, oh, that, but actually hitting the issue of, no, this is independence against a Orwellian-type controlled technotronic big corporate government, world government state that we're heading into.
I think a couple of things. I mean, one is the office of the former president that the president has opened up can take a major role by blessing certain think tanks, by blessing certain PACs, by being involved himself and helping give direction to his movement and the people that support populism across the country and support him. And so he's already done so in a certain respect of showing his potential leverage by saying, well, maybe I'll start a third party if they really do the kind of things they're talking about against my constituents and my supporters, including almost 75 million voters in the last presidential election. And the we saw a poll yesterday published by Just the News, John Solomon's organization, which showed that most Republicans would vote for Donald Trump's third party over the Republican Party nominee in 2024, regardless of who that nominee is for the Patriot Party. So what that is that's power. That's leverage. And he understands that. I represented Ralph Nader back in the day because Nader understood that. He understood that the threat of third-party leverage gives you the ability and the capacity to influence an election and to influence politicians and to influence the press, even without ever launching such a third party as needed or necessary. But he could also, there needs to be an intellectual infrastructure of the kind that you're talking about to help. And there needs to be the technological means to spread that intellectual infrastructure. But one way the president can take a direct role is by blessing some of these particular projects, blessing an election integrity project, blessing. I'm working on that with Matt Brainerd, who's doing his thing. And I'm going to be working on it with Richard Barris of People's Pundit. There's ways to have institutional election law reform so that what happened in 2020 does not happen again. There are freedom supporting majorities in most states, in the state legislatures and enough governors to get support. And where there isn't, that's where initiatives and referendums can be put on the ballot because these proposals are extraordinarily popular. We can reform the way our election's done so that we can restore confidence in our election process and reinforce the power of the franchise. Give back the power of the ballot to the person, not to the tech companies, not to the politicians that may corruptly apply it. So that's one of the things the president can do. He could bless the recall campaign against Governor Newsom to help support that. Because even if the recall effort isn't ultimately successful, just the fact that it's even going to be potentially on the ballot is scaring governors and mayors and politicians all across the country into reconsidering their aggressive actions. If you can recall the California governor in the most left-leaning state in the nation, then imagine what you can do in any other jurisdiction. So that is a place where, and if the president's office of the former president, or Trump's offices can utilize his reputational, his brand, his audience, he can effectively weaponize that to favor those kind of reforms institutionally and individually. He can, of course, also get involved in supporting primary challengers, providing means of third-party ballot access in order to be able to increase his authority and authenticity and his power in changing who gets elected where. He can do so through PACs. He can do so through helping with fundraising. He can do so through bringing attention to such candidates and causes that might currently be on the outs. He can also continue to use his brand as potentially creating independent banks, independent technology, independent media operations. You know, he doesn't have to have Trump TV necessarily, but he could bless particular media outlets by participating and promoting them in ways that go outside the institutional narrative to promote, to bring in more people to independent sources of media exposure. He could do the same thing with financial institutions. He could create relationships with those banks that are willing to be politically non-discriminatory to give those banks a competitive financial edge in the marketplace because of his blessing of them and their committed role to not politically discriminating. He can go further than that by blessing or creating independent technology platforms, whether it's Gab, whether it's Telegram, whether it's locals, You know, I created a site on Locals, which Dave Rubin created as a backup to be completely independent of big tech censorship and suppression and control. And it's vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
But that's a perfect example to declare ourselves independent from Apple or Google, because they are the ones that aren't allowing a new tech platform to blossom because they ban them off their app. I mean, that's like, you know, controlling all the railways. And, you know, thinking about this, too, and listening to you talk, you know, and I always said this. I never heard anybody else make this comparison, but it seems actually more applicable now. You know, I always viewed Donald Trump as a John Hancock type. I mean, John Hancock was never really a revolutionary figure at the time, but he represented power and wealth and influence. And so the reason why the Declaration of Independence has John Hancock's signature like 10 times bigger than anybody else's is because it was his power. It was him. It wasn't, he was never known as revolutionary, but at that time it was him stamping his name with all the influence and power of the ports and the wealth that he had, saying, no, I'm with this. I'm for American independence. I kind of feel Trump is the same right now. I mean, Trump can have somebody else. I mean, maybe maybe it's kind of a more of a, you know, exhibition, but you know, he could have somebody do a Declaration of Independence like Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley to have it worded right. And then he just signs his name bigger than everybody else's, like, no, this is my stamp of approval. This is my influence on this. And I'm with the people.
Yeah, Donald Trump could definitely give his John Hancock to meaningful institutional reforms and the new intellectual and technological infrastructure necessary to make those reforms realistic. You could create not only Trump TV, but why not create Trump apps, Trump phone.
Yeah, Trumpet? I mean, how about a name like Trumpet for any, a Trumpet for a phone, for a, you know, social media app? Bob Barnes, always excellent work. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
All right, Bob Barnes, he's going to go right to work on the new Declaration of Independence. He's going to be churning it away. It has to be signed by Trump. All right, we'll be right back.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Segment, and I've got other news I'm going to cover in this segment, but before I do that, we've got to pay the bills around here. Ladies and gentlemen, the long knives are out for InfoWars again. And, I mean, the motives to have us shut down are reaching, max capacity again. And so I don't want to get too much into it. But just know that your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is more imperative now than ever. And it's an odd phenomenon to be sitting here today as the InfoWars audience is bigger than it's ever been, but yet it's harder to stay on air than it's ever been. So we have the mega sales of January with 5 days left. That includes 25% off Pollen Block, very popular as seasonal distress relief. Pollen Block, 25% off. That's selling out fast. Alpha Power, 50% off. That's also selling out fast. Pure Turmeric Extract, 25% off. Selling out fast as well. Don't forget about all the other big discounts. 50% off Vitamin B12 Ultra 12. 50% off Super Male Vitality. 50% off Survival Shield X2. And much, much more at InfoWarsStore.com. We do still have these great deals. They're not really getting the response that they should, but I'll tell you to take advantage before they're pulled off the website. The Energize Pack is 40% off Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12. The Revitalize Pack is 40% off Bodies, Vasobeat Complete, and Knockout. Or, this is the big one, the Energize and Revitalize Pack put together for your New Year's resolution desires. 60% off all six of those supplements. So that's Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, Ultra 12, Bodies, Vasobeat Complete, and Knockout. 60% off when you purchase the Energize and Revitalize Pack. But again, these specials have only 5 days left. So take advantage at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about the great coffee, the great air filters, water filters, survival gear, T-shirts, hats, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you can support us financially. Of course, your prayers, your word of mouth, your digital activity sharing, spreading the links and the word is also imperative. Let's get into the rest of these headlines before Alex Jones takes over in the next segment. Man pleads guilty to planning attacks on White House and Trump Tower. A very interesting story here, a lot of different elements. A Texas man on Monday pleaded guilty in federal court to conspiring to provide material support for terror groups after authorities said he plotted to attack Trump Tower in New York City and the White House. The individual, his American name, Jalen Christopher Molina, his Islamic name, Abdul Rahim, had pleaded guilty to conspiring with a South Carolina man to run a group chat for Islamic State supporters, disseminating ISIS propaganda, and distributing bomb-making instructions. Also, he pleaded guilty to receiving child pornography. And he is also facing charges for the child porn. It's odd. Another pedophile that is against America and against Trump. Isn't that something? Every time you swing a stick around the anti-Trump activists, the militant ones, you're going to hit a pedophile. I mean, what are the odds with Kyle Rittenhouse and the rest of them? And now this guy. So very odd stuff happening there. But isn't it funny? Well, you know the story. Hundreds of Democrat riots in the summer of 2020. They said it was peaceful. One riot at the Capitol on January 6th, and it's all hell breaks loose. Democrat Party in Oregon blames Republicans for latest attacks on its headquarters by Antifa. I mean, this is some serious switcheroo here. The Democrat Party of Oregon releasing a statement blaming Republicans and saying it, quote, was a Republican attack on their headquarters. It's literally Antifa dressed in black block, putting up all the Antifa monikers and all the Antifa, phrasing and ACAB and everything. And so then they say, oh, it's Republicans. I mean, it's literally on Antifa on video, putting up the Antifa propaganda. And then the Democrats say, oh, it's Republicans. I mean, again, do you need any more proof? The Democrats literally can't even tell the truth. I'm beginning to wonder if a Democrat has some sort of disorder where they are unable to speak truth and they just can't stop lying, because it doesn't matter that all the evidence is against every claim they ever make. They just go ahead and make the lie anyway. So pretty unbelievable there. But yeah, I mean, that's Republicans. That's what they're known for, going out in black block and covering their faces and smashing Democrat headquarters. Yep, and riding ACAB and F-Police and all that. Oh, yeah, that's Republican behavior, all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, who believes that? And see, that's what I'm saying. Who believes Joe Biden actually won? I don't know. Nobody. Everybody knows he cheated. See, here's the problem. The Democrat Party allied with the Chinese communists, working for globalism, where the Chinese communists are in control of the corporate world government, because they have the biggest population, so they have the biggest leverage. See, they know they're severely unpopular. They know they don't have We the People behind them. The thing is, the rub is, they know they have all Hollywood. They know they have all the media. They know they have all the big tech. And so they can come out and just lie and lie and lie and deceive and deceive and deceive, knowing that they're going to have the echo chamber of all the media, the echo chamber of Hollywood, to present like, oh, this is the reality. This is the public perception. This is what people are saying and thinking, when no, it's just everything that is in control by the globalists, by the communist Chinese. So that's Hollywood, the Democrat Party, and mainstream news. So they inflate themselves as being big and popular when really they're not. Here's another example. Conservative beliefs, Trump support, not performance, are keeping Kurt Schilling from Cooperstown. So this is obviously, if you know who Kurt Schilling is, major league ball player, famous pitcher, a lot of famous moments, two World Series champions, I believe he won a few Cy Young awards, and he's not being voted into the Hall of Fame. Why? Because he's publicly supporting Donald Trump. Now, I got to be honest, this actually surprises me. I've worked in sports media. I've rubbed elbows with hundreds of people that vote for the Hall of Fame. I've worked for people that vote for the Hall of Fame. Most of them are actually conservative. So I'm wondering where this pressure is coming from, to be quite frank. But Kurt Schilling has been blackballed from many things. He used to work at ESPN. He used to do all kinds of stuff. They blackballed him from all that. Why? Because he supports Trump. But he powered through anyway. So for that, we thank him.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
What we are witnessing is a systematic corporate private world government whose end game is the very control over human genetics. Now, that's out in the open now. We've left beta. We're now into operational. There's an excellent report by Tucker Carlson at InfoWars.com. You should see the whole report. You should share it if you didn't see it last night. Even if you did see it, did you share it? Tucker Carlson. Democrats preparing to enshrine fraud into law so they can stay in power. And it's H.R. 1 that allows all the fraud you saw in the last election to be codified into law and lets the federal government run elections violating the Constitution. And they even say in the actual bill, they say, contrary to the Constitution, I'm not kidding, it's the federal government that runs elections, not the states. So you just heard that. Fox News host Tucker Carlson spelled out in stark terms on his Monday night monologue that what is in store for America with Joe Biden now in the White House. Carlson warned the Democrats are already putting forth a proposal called H.R. 1 to cement all the mechanisms to contribute to the 2020 election fraud into law. The For the People Act is the foundation of the Democratic Party strategy to control the federal government well into your grandchildren's middle age. Take a closer look at it, Carlson warned. He says, like most revolutionary documents, it's not a very exciting read. Nothing sounds especially radical at first. The bill begins by declaring that contrary to Article 1 of the United States Constitution, Congress has an ultimate supervisory power over federal elections. But it first goes to the states. They're saying, no, they're cut out. Under our current law, states get to decide how much fraud they will tolerate. Florida requires you to show photo identification in order to vote. California just wants you to vote Democrat, he continued. So again, this overrides all the states, totally criminal. They know we're exposing this fraud at the state level. They know Trump's making that his number one agenda with his now office of former president. And so they're trying to head us off with the past. Medical tyranny, financial tyranny, censorship tyranny, surveillance tyranny. But the good news is people are turning against it. There's a major awakening, and they're having to suspend a lot of the vaccine program because it's killing so many people. And so these guys have bit off more than they can chew. We had them in a corner. So they launched a full-scale counterattack. They stole the election from Trump, but nobody's buying Biden. So don't be down, folks, and trust in God. Trust the plan of God. Don't trust the plan of men, and just do what's right and know that God will do the rest of it. Here's part of that report, and then back to Owen Schroyer. Again, for myself, all InfoWars crew, we're very honored to still be on air at this time. The enemy's moving to take down Telegram. They've taken down Parler. They're trying to take down Gab. They're trying to take down InfoWars.com and band.video. So please download the videos, save them, share them, and treat every day like it's our last, because we have the truth, and that's hurting the globalist. So please remember, we're now in ultra-critical mode, and you are part of this. You're at the tip of the spear with us. So just spread everything and let folks know this is the forbidden information you're not supposed to have. This is what the globalists don't want you to have. When people are ready for that truth, let them know. Tell them, this is the great reset. This is the takeover. This is an attack on you. You need to know what's happening, and you can defeat it. And we will find the people that care, and they will take action. We will win together. But regardless, thanks for keeping InfoWars. It's really kind of the mothership of the resistance on the air. Think of where we'd all be if InfoWars wasn't here. That's why I salute you and thank you all. Here's Tucker Carlson.
By the way, neither is Amazon.com. It's a real company. Jeff Bezos, who owns it, is strongly for mail-in voting when mail-in voting allows his parties to take control of everything. You're a bigot if you oppose that. But when it comes to union elections in his own company, elections that might require Jeff Bezos to pay his long-suffering workers decent wages and benefits, Jeff Bezos is totally opposed to it. Amazon is fighting mail-in balloting in its union election in Alabama right now. Amazon.com's position is that an election decided by mail-in ballots wouldn't be, and we're quoting, valid or fair. Huh. When it's their power at stake, Democrats have a totally different position. And that's true in California right now. You may have heard there is a recall effort underway in that state. Voters are trying to boot their comically incompetent governor, Gavin Newsom. More than 1 million people have signed on so far to that effort. But it's not so easy to get it done because Democrats are requiring in-person signatures for those petitions. Suddenly they're very worried about voter fraud. You should know this is not hypocrisy. Republicans often call it hypocrisy, but it's not. It's far more profound than that. Democrats don't care about hypocrisy. They don't mind if they're caught breaking their own rules. They're not offended by double standards. They want power. This is a power grab. That's all it is. And your complaining about it means nothing to them. If you needed more evidence of that, as if you needed more evidence, consider new legislation from Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy. She's a Democrat from Orlando. Murphy has proposed a bill that would ban anyone with the wrong opinions from having a significant job in the federal government. Believe forbidden things and you don't get a security clearance. You can't work here. Murphy's bill would require federal investigators to ask all applicants whether they had, quote, associated with or knowingly engaged in activities conducted by an organization or movement that spreads conspiracy theories and false information about the United States government. End quote. Wait a second. Conspiracy theories and false information about the United States government? Whoa. It sounds like these people could be in trouble.
You can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion. So there's clear evidence on the issue of collusion, and this adds to that body of evidence. And there is significant evidence of collusion. There is ample evidence, and indeed there is, of collusion of people in the Trump campaign with the Russians. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy. All of this is evidence of collusion. There is significant evidence, much of it in the public domain, on the issue of collusion.
Just kidding. The people who spent years peddling ludicrous conspiracy theories, disproven factually, theories that Vladimir Putin secretly controlled the federal government, those people will be fine. Because at this point, that would include pretty much everyone currently in power. Yes, they were knee-deep in conspiracy theories that actually hurt our country in measurable ways. But this legislation isn't designed to punish them. Just the opposite. This legislation is designed to protect them from your criticism. Under Stephanie Murphy's bill, anyone who criticizes Stephanie Murphy could be punished. Oh, makes sense now? Now, you'd think all this might raise some eyebrows among traditional civil liberties people, civil liberties folks, as they call themselves. But come on now. It's 2021. The media love laws like this. Laws like this are aimed directly at the media's sworn archenemies, people who went to state schools and other undesirables. Listen as the geniuses explain how the single biggest threat to this country isn't Chinese hegemony or even the coming hyperinflation, pretty much a certainty now, which was 100% caused by elite mismanagement of our economy. But no, let's not talk about that. The real threat is a forbidden idea. It's something called QAnon.
Next, what to do about QAnon and its droves of loyal followers. Is it too little too late to bring our loved ones back to reality?
Many of those who believe the totally unfounded conspiracies and prophecies of QAnon expected January 20th to be Judgment Day.
As far-right figures and QAnon conspiracy theorists are joined by Trump supporters who believe the election was stolen.
QAnon is better viewed as an on-ramp to various different extremism circles.
How many people in the country have been marinated in these conspiracy theories, QAnon craziness, and it is frightening.
Ooh, Mr. Tom Friedman thinks this is all pretty frightening. And he's right, but not, as usual, for the reasons he thinks. We're watching a profound change taking place in American society, and it's happening very fast. The stakes could not be higher. There is a clear line between democracy and tyranny, between self-government and dictatorship. And here's what that line is. That line is your conscience. They cannot cross that. Government has every right to tell you what to do. Controlling the behavior of citizens is one of the basic prerogatives of any organized society. It's why we have it. Government can try to prevent you from committing murder or rape or from speeding or jaywalking. That's all allowed. It's legitimate. But no democratic government can ever tell you what to think. Your mind belongs to you. It is yours and yours alone. Once politicians attempt to control what you believe, they are no longer politicians. They are, by definition, dictators. And if they succeed in controlling what you believe, you are no longer a citizen. You are not a free man. You are a slave. So yes, Tom Friedman, this is frightening. It's everywhere all of a sudden. No one is pushing back. And so they have all, almost every one of them, joined the mob of censors, hysterics, and Jacobin destroyers, all working on behalf of entrenched power to take total control of everything. Overstatement? No, it's not. Their new idea is that this channel shouldn't be allowed. Now, they're not arguing that Fox News is inaccurate and dishonest and you shouldn't watch it. They're arguing that you shouldn't be able to watch Fox News because Fox News should be eliminated by force. A few days ago, a former New York Times columnist called Anand Giridharadas posted this question on Twitter, quote, should Fox News be allowed to exist?
No.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes because he's hidden it in plain view and you're not speaking out against it that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed since the 80s the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, the only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas
One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Segment here of myself, Owen Sawyer, hosting the Alex Jones Show. Paul Joseph Watson takes over in the next segment. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we're able to do everything we do here, including expand our live coverage of news and events, like launching the War Room that I host 3 to 6 p.m. I'll be coming back hosting that at 3 p.m. You're not going to want to miss it. We've got some special things coming up. Now, in the meantime, I want to do a news blitz here to get the rest of this news off my desk. So let's begin. Now, Kamala Harris is being built up as an icon, a legend. Of course, her real reputation precedes her, a dirty cop, a political hooker who sucked and slept her way to the top. That's well known. That's not rhetoric. Everybody knows that. I'm sorry if that's hurt your feelings, but that's just the truth. But she's now being built up by the Los Angeles Times, and they're going to be following her, and they're basically admitting she's going to replace Joe Biden probably within a year or two. The first vice president who is black, South Asian, female, and the direct descendants of immigrants. Oh, my gosh. Introducing Covering Kamala Harris, a beat dedicated to her historic rise to the White House. Do you think they'll be covering all the she gave Willie Brown? Do you think they'll be covering the, oh, that she gave Willie Brown? You know, pretty funny, isn't it? The fake laugh of hers. I mean, what a disingenuous political whore she is. Moving on. This is interesting. Interesting development here from the Daily Caller. Christopher Steele defended good friend Ivanka Trump, FBI note show. Steele defended Ivanka in an interview with the FBI in September of 2017. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Ivanka? Jared Kushner? That's an interesting one there. Great article by Drew Allen, and I wish I had more time to delve into this. The cult of climate change, the most illegitimate issue in the history of mankind and the most existential threat to American freedom and prosperity. There's so many great excerpts in here that I'd love to just read. But, you know, some of the best stuff is he highlights some of the claims that have been made by the global warming, man-made climate change activists. Literally, 0% accurate. There is not a single claim, not a single claim, not one single claim that a man-made climate change, global warming, it used to be global cooling, whatever they have, whatever the flavor of the year is, there's not a single claim ever, not one that you can find that has ever turned out to be accurate. And of course, the latest would have to be their 500 days to avoid climate chaos. Remember that at the start of the Trump presidency? 500 days to avoid the total calamity of the climate. Well, let me tell you, I'm here in Austin, Texas, and it is a beautiful day. So, climate chaos never happened. Melting of the ice caps never happened. They used to claim new ice age never happened. So, just a great job by Drew Allen. The cult of climate change, highlighting how 0%, so the weathermen always wrong, 0%, 0%, of predictions made by man-made climate change activists have ever been proven accurate. That's 0%. Here's an interesting one. This should be illegal. Nancy and Paul Pelosi bought more than $1 million in Tesla, Disney, and Apple. And of course, these are the stocks that are rising, and these are the individuals at those companies that got wealthier than ever during the fake pandemic. Should congressmen and women be allowed to purchase stock? I think that's a debate maybe we need to have. So President Trump has set up the Oval Office in Mar-a-Lago, President Donald Trump, to combat the fake President Joe Biden. We'll see how that goes when he makes his first statement. That's in the works. Washington Examiner headline, U.S. satisfaction was higher under Trump than Obama, Bush, best in 16 years. Oh, I can't wait to see the numbers and returns from Biden satisfaction. And, you know, can you imagine? I'd love to see this. Of course, he never would. I don't even think he has the physical energy to do it, let alone the will, because he knows how it would go. Can you imagine? Remember President Trump used to go to sporting events, national championship games, Navy, Army, Navy game, recently at the Army, Navy game. And he shows up at the Army, Navy game. And I mean, just raucous applause. I mean, just roaring applause for President Trump. I would love to see Joe Biden make an appearance at the Army, Navy game next year. Would anybody else like to see that? Boy, wouldn't that be fun to watch an entire stadium of our future military booing Joe Biden, the loudest boos in human history. Boy, I would love to see that. I challenge Joe Biden to attend the Army-Navy game 2021. I dare you, Joe. Or Kamala. In fact, both of you. In fact, I predict if they did that, there would be a riot breaking out of the stadium. I'm not even kidding. You'd be insane. That would be something. I'd love to see it. In a very sad story, you may have seen this. A black woman brutally murdered her adopted white daughter, routinely joked about child abuse, and routinely did posts about white privilege. And she beat her daughter to death. 3-year-old white girl. And, you know, she was also, oddly enough, she won a Food Network Worst Cooks in America competition. But now she's been arrested for the death, for the murder of her adopted white girl. And you know, it breaks my heart to wonder this, but you wonder how many children out there have been adopted by parents just so they can abuse them. Hurts my heart. But, sadly, I think it's, even if it's one or two, is far too many. There's at least one example right there. Very sad. Senator Ted Cruz and other Republicans reintroduce amendment imposing term limits on members of Congress. So we had someone bring that up on the phones yesterday. I said, hey, it's already happening. We can't really spearhead it, but there you go. Legislation is introduced. Human rights group urges New York to ban police use of facial recognition. See, this is smart. This is the type of stuff that we need to do to get ahead of the encroaching tyranny. InfoWars tries to do this, and they ban us everywhere, but that's good. So you want to stop the Chinese communist surveillance state from coming to New York? End the facial recognition technology. All right, let me try to hammer this COVID news. Andrew Cuomo follows Gavin Newsom in easing COVID restrictions after Biden inauguration. I met a gentleman from New York City last night who literally left New York City just to get out of it because it was so bad, he was going crazy. And so now he's just in a hotel in Austin, Texas, just trying to live life. And I heard some interesting stories. Like, for example, nobody in New York City likes de Blasio. He's got to be the most hated mayor of all time. Nobody likes Cuomo. And he even said there's actually a lot of support for Trump. People are just afraid to admit it. California man dies hour after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. Another one. Italian doctor accused of murdering patients to free up beds for COVID ward. That story is also at InfoWars.com. Boy, the Italian government, by the way, is collapsing right now. In fact, maybe we should get Leo Zagami on, guys. We don't have any guests for the Alex Jones show. Maybe we should get Leo Zagami on sometime this week to talk about that. Merck scraps COVID vaccine, says it's more effective to get the virus and recover. Infowars.com. World Health Organization warns pregnant women not to take Moderna vaccine. Yeah, now they're admitting it causes sterilization, like Infowars reported a year ago. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprays man after being confronted for not wearing a mask. Oh, boy. That's too much. UK COVID cops threaten 200-pound fines for people having snowball fights, so you're not allowed to go outside. Again, remember when Planet Earth used to be fun? Well, the corporate global government is making fun illegal now. Video, Texas officer threatens to taser man for not wearing a mask. This is just out of control. I want to be clear here. I'm not anti-police. I don't think all cops are bad. There's obviously going to be bad eggs. But I said this, and I'm kind of doubling down after debating it last night. I really think we should give the left what they want, and we should just totally defund the police. Let's just give them what they want. Let's totally defund the police, because quite frankly, it really works to our advantage since they're being aimed against us now. Dr. Fauci describes death threats and opening disturbing letter filled with powder. Well, Anthony, you completely destroy the American economy. You lie to the American people. You have them living in fear. People are going to get upset. Sorry that's happening to you, though. It must be very tough. Anti-curfew riots erupt in Netherlands. Is this coming to America next? Paul Joseph Watson takes over.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you're listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Summit News Hour. We have a situation in Europe, in the Netherlands, where the New York Post is now reporting that the Netherlands is on the brink of civil war. Those are their words, not mine. As rioters strike again over COVID-19 curfew, we're going to get into that. Who exactly is behind the rioting in Holland? You've literally got people blowing up bridges in protest against this 9 p.m. curfew. Is it all what it seems? Probably not. We're going to get into it. And the same people who back in March in the UK said it was xenophobic to close the borders, that it was racist to close the borders to fight the spread of COVID-19, and now heralding and citing New Zealand as the model example of how to fight COVID-19. Yeah, you know why there's no COVID-19 in New Zealand? Because they closed their borders. They closed their borders right at the start. They've still got them closed. Similar situation in Australia. Australia is now saying they're probably going to remain closed. Their borders are going to remain closed for at least another year. And you've got all these leftists on Twitter who said it was outrageous to suggest closing the borders back in March. The World Health Organization came out and said that. They said it was discriminatory against Chinese people to have border controls to try to stop this virus. New Zealand does it. They've got zero COVID cases. And all the liberals are like, why didn't we follow New Zealand's example? You were the ones saying it was racist. Joe Biden responded to Donald Trump's tweet last year when Trump said that the borders needed to be closed to stop the China virus, said that Donald Trump was being xenophobic. Now Biden's done exactly that. And PolitiFact did a fact check on it and said, oh, Biden never said that was xenophobic about Trump. It's literally there in black and white. This is the problem we have with the media now. All that fact checking has now disappeared because Trump is out of office. The Washington Post has come out and said it's not going to carry out any more fact checks. They're done and dusted. The most pressing hardcore questions they're asking the Biden administration in the press conferences now is, are you going to change the color scheme on the plane? Biden is pictured with his family not wearing a mask on federal property in violation of the executive order he signed hours before. A Fox News reporter asks about it. And what does the press secretary say? Oh, we got more important things to worry about. Literally, they had frothing meltdowns every 5 minutes over Trump not wearing a mask. When Biden violates his own executive order, oh, they just brush it off immediately. Incredible. We're going to get into what's happening in the UK with this COVID lockdown, which, by the way, they've now given the councils the power to extend it until July. So people saying it's going to be over by spring, maybe not. We've been told by Bill Gates and others that it won't be over until 2022. We now have a pandemic economy, entire industries being planned around a future pandemic economy that will last for years. And we're going to have a report on that. They're now repurposing robots to enforce social distancing and mask wearing and saying they're going to replace humans because humans are dangerous and we can't be around each other. Again, this is about atomizing society to an even greater degree. So we're totally disconnected from each other and totally dependent on these technocrats who are admittedly taking over society using COVID as an opportunity, in their own words, an opportunity for a great reset. We're going to get into that as well. Of course, we have the start of the Davos World Economic Forum, the group behind the Great Reset, the group behind these vaccine passports that governments promised us would never come to fruition. Now they're being rolled out on a daily basis. We're also going to talk about what's happening in terms of America, in terms of this growing unrest, in terms of the occupation of DC. And we're going to talk about how now they're going after Telegram. They're now saying because some people said some violent things on Telegram that that needs to be banned too. Summit.news will be right back.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back with the Summit News Hour, and I'm going to recap what I said in the first five, and then we're going to delve into this news. We've got a situation in the Netherlands where they're talking about the edge of civil war, basically 150 people arrested in response to these riots over curfew. Who was behind the riots? We're going to get into that in a second. But we have a situation in the United Kingdom where we're still under a coronavirus lockdown, maybe under one until the summer, where people on Twitter, leftists, because New Zealand was trending earlier, are saying, why didn't we follow the example of New Zealand and Australia? Because they've basically defeated COVID. What a failure Boris Johnson is for not following that strategy. That strategy, the reason why they've basically eliminated COVID is because they closed their borders early and still have them closed. Not only that, have come out and said, we're going to keep them closed for the next year. So you had these same leftists who back in March, when we were saying close the borders, said, oh, you can't do that. It's xenophobic. Again, going off the WHO script where they came out and said, you can't profile Chinese people coming into the airports because, again, that's discriminatory against Chinese people. In fact, you had a whole public relations campaign in Italy, and I made a video about this last year, where the mayor and the other authorities in Florence and these other Italian cities were paying people to go around the city and hug Chinese people. Okay, this was in January, February, right before the pandemic hit, and it hit Italy particularly hard, if you'll remember. The government there, going off the WHO script, was literally saying, it's racist to not profile Chinese people coming into our country. And they literally paid people in a public relations stunt to go around the city and hug this Asian man to prove they weren't racist. So you go from that to what we're at now. You go from Trump closing the borders to many countries back near the start of the pandemic, Biden literally coming out and saying it was xenophobic to do that. And now even today you have Politico fact-checking that and claiming, oh, Biden never said Trump was xenophobic for closing the borders to stop the spread of COVID. Yes, he did. It's in black and white. So all these people at the beginning of the pandemic who said it was xenophobic and racist to close the borders to stop the spread of COVID-19 are now saying and now citing New Zealand and these other countries that closed the borders and said, well, why didn't we do that? Because you opposed it at the start. You went off the WHO script from the very beginning. And now we have a situation in the Netherlands where they've had three nights of brutal riots. You've got people literally blowing up bridges because of 9 p.m. curfew that was imposed as part of this latest lockdown. Meanwhile, in the UK, headline at Summit News, and we got the video, which we're going to roll in a second, COVID police enter home to break up baby shower party. A video out of the UK shows police in London entering a home to break up a baby shower party after a neighbour snitched on the family. It's always the neighbours, isn't it? If you'll remember, we had a few weeks ago another video which showed police entering a home in Scotland and arresting family members on the mere allegation alone that they had violated social distancing. And of course, once again, the tip-off came from a neighbor. You have the top news programs in the United Kingdom constantly asking, oh, well, should we snitch on our friends and families and our neighbors for the greater good? They constantly have this debate running in the background, and now we're seeing more and more examples of it. Here is the clip out of East London where the police enter the home, find a bunch of people, tell the rest of them to leave because, God forbid, they were having a dinner party. Let's roll the clip.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, in the middle of your dinner. Who doesn't live here? You don't all live here. Who doesn't live here?
Live here.
Right, who owns the house or who is the main occupier then? You?
Me and him.
And that's it.
Actually,
she... Right, sir. Can I have a cell chat with you?
Yep.
Number one, sir. Is it a baby shower? Okay. We've had a call, obviously, because you're all here. So, obviously, you're breaking COVID rules. We can fine every adult here, every single one of you, £200 each it is. Because you're breaking the rules.
But unfortunately, the way things are, you know, you've got neighbours who are calling the police and, like, they're the ones who are...
That was in East London on Sunday. Two of the men in the house were fined £200. The rest were told to leave. And as I pointed out in this article, imagine if you told people a year ago that police would have the power to enter people's homes, fine family members and friends for having a dinner party. They'd have called you completely insane. And what situation do we have now? Everyone meekly accepts it. And we've created this precedent where the government can impose any kind of measure whatsoever on the population, they will meekly accept it under the guise of any emergency situation. This is so dangerous. And yet you look at the polls, 70% of the population supports it. How many would support it if you told them that it's not going to end? They're going to keep bringing it back every single winter. They're going to make this mask mandate permanent. Now we have this headline. CBS medical editor says Americans should wear two face masks. One's not good enough. If you want to be a double plus good virtue signaling queen or king, you have to wear two masks. Now, of course, by implication, that means that masks don't work, but let's not talk about that. They literally have, I mean, maybe two's not enough. Maybe three. Maybe a mask isn't enough. Maybe you need a gas mask. Maybe you need a hazmat suit. Again, it's all a test of what you will tolerate. And so far, people have basically said, oh, we'll roll over and let you tickle our bellies. We'll tolerate anything. Meanwhile, the dastardly criminal offense of throwing a snowball is being brutally cracked down on once again in the United Kingdom. UK COVID cops threatened £200 fines for people having snowball fights. They've threatened it again. Numerous police forces over the past few days have come out and said, don't you dare. Don't you dare. In fact, the quote from one of the police chiefs was, don't be tempted. Snow fell in many parts of the country over the weekend, providing a welcome distraction to the fact the country has been under some form of lockdown for the best part of 10 months and won't end until the summer, probably. Maybe they'll give us a few months of freedom once again. And by October, November, get back in the mask. However, this prompted authorities to become even more draconian, urging people not to engage in snowball fights or sledging or face the risk of being fined. Forces in London, Surrey and Wiltshire sent out warnings urging Brits not to break lockdown while enjoying the snow. So you had a bunch of tweets from these inspectors. You have all these inspectors on Twitter who like to share their little political opinions and like to enforce everything on Twitter. I think individual police officers should be banned from tweeting at this point because they always use it to intimidate people. Kingston police said, quote, it's so beautiful to watch the snow fall from the comfort of your own home. Plus, there's a pandemic going on. So basically, they're saying, don't leave your home. Stay inside. You can't even go outside in the snow, even though it's in the law that you can go out and you can exercise. But of course, maybe not for much longer. They're literally fining people for drinking coffee while they go on rural countryside walks. Video. Texas police officer threatens to tase a man for not wearing a mask. This happened a few months ago, I think, but it's just come out on Twitter. It's gone viral yesterday. Basically, the cop completely overstepped his boundaries. He immediately was confrontational with the individual that wears your mask. Immediately pointed a taser at him, called for backup, despite the fact that the man who was committing the deadly sin of not wearing a mask inside a gas station store questioned the officer briefly, but then complied, put his hands on his head, didn't even say anything, yet this police officer was on a power trip, continued to point the taser at him. And of course, with Biden's mask mandate, we're only going to see more of this. Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglycerides, fluoride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones Show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the MicroZX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We have 19,388 COVID deaths under Biden's watch. Of course, the rules as have been set out over the past 10 months are that the sitting president, no matter what he's done, no matter what his policies are, no matter how long he's been in office, is personally and directly responsible for every single COVID death. The left set that rule. So now Biden's been responsible for almost 20,000 COVID deaths in America. We showed you that video before the break. Texas police officer threatens to tase a man for not wearing a mask. Going to see more of that over the next 100 days with Biden's mask challenge, which doesn't apply to him. He passed an executive order which said that masks must be worn on federal property. And within, I think it was about an hour of that, violated his own order by not wearing a mask on federal property. In fact, his entire family wasn't wearing one. The White House press secretary was asked about that by a Fox News reporter. She said, well, we got bigger issues to worry about. What are those bigger issues? Well, somebody asked a more important question, which was, would you keep the color scheme on Air Force One? That's way bigger, isn't it? This is the media that we're now stuck with for the next 4 years at least. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom to lift stay-at-home order less than a week after Biden inauguration. What a stunning coincidence. California Governor Gavin Newsom is set to lift the stay-at-home order across all regions based on data that's not publicly available, leading some to accuse him of playing politics. And this has basically happened today. What's interesting about it is it's obviously politically timed, coming days after Biden's inauguration. What's funny about it, though, is I went in the comments on the Twitter thread, and it was all these leftists freaking out about the fact that cases were still rising. In fact, as I point out in this article, on January 21st, the state recorded its highest daily death toll ever, registering 740 coronavirus fatalities. So just mere days after that, which occurred the day after the Biden inauguration, they're starting to lift the measures, the restrictions. The comments, the respondents in the Twitter thread were very panicky about this because, of course, they've been used to the propaganda over the past 6 months of this coronavirus being the most deadly thing since the bubonic plague, despite the fact that 94% of people who die with it have numerous other serious illnesses. We don't talk about that in the media, do we? But it's like, they didn't get the memo. They've been so relentlessly terrified and brainwashed over the past 6 to 8 months that they don't know when to switch the script. So they're still in the comments saying, oh my God, this is frightening. Why is he doing this? We still need to lock down. They haven't got the memo. Trump's gone. Now coronavirus is not a big deal. Biden's going to ride to the rescue. They didn't get the memo yet. Meanwhile, in New York, what a surprise, Cuomo follows Newsom in easing COVID restrictions after Biden inauguration, another stunningly timed coincidence. The governor said in a press conference the situation in relation to new cases and hospitalizations was improving, again, days after Biden's inauguration, meaning lockdown measures could be relaxed soon. As Steve Cortez pointed out, Michigan, Chicago, now California, and now New York, it's almost as if the science changed once Biden became president. How convenient for Whitmer, Lightfoot, and Newsom, using small businesses, churches, schools, and citizens as pawns in a crass political game is evil. So now all the restrictions are being lifted. So Biden can rise to the occasion as the savior, as the person who defeated COVID, because they're going to start not including the people who die of other serious illnesses as COVID fatalities. We've already seen that. Noises out of the WHO saying they're going to start doing that just days after Biden is inaugurated and Trump leaves the White House. What a stunning coincidence that is. Meanwhile, Merck scraps COVID vaccine, says it's more effective to get the virus and recover. Of course, you've got way more chance of getting ill from the vaccine if you're a younger person, way more chance of becoming ill from the vaccine than the virus itself, or at least in terms of fatalities. Again, as a younger person, well, now vaccine manufacturer Merck has abandoned development of two coronavirus vaccines, saying that after extensive research, it was concluded that the shots offered less protection than just contracting the virus itself and developing antibodies. The company announced that the shots V590 and V591 were well tolerated by test patients. However, they generated an inferior immune system response in comparison with natural infection. The company stated that instead it will focus on research into therapeutic drugs. The drugs aim to protect patients from the damage of an overactive immune response to the virus. So it's better, it's safer, it's more effective to actually contract the virus itself, develop the antibodies, than take this Merck vaccine, which they're now abandoning. Of course, there's still talk, especially in the United Kingdom, as we're told about these new mutant strains from Brazil and South Africa, as to whether the vaccines will be effective against these new strains of coronavirus. Again, they're assuring us that they will be. Other experts have questioned that, so it remains to be seen. Meanwhile, this is out of Planet Free Will News. Poor will take over a decade to recover from lockdowns while rich thrive under rigged economic system. And in fact, there's a table in this article, an illustration, which says the rich got richer during the pandemic. And it shows the rapid increase in wealth from all the top billionaires just from the period of March 2020 to January 2021. Guess who's at the top of the list after Elon Musk, who I would forgive because Elon Musk is actually a lockdown skeptic and he's not made money out of it by eliminating his competition. Guess who's after him? Yes, it's Jeff Bezos, who basically now everyone is forced to get deliveries from Amazon because everywhere else is shut down. He's made a ton of money. Bill Gates is up there. Mark Zuckerberg's up there. They're all rolling in it. These are the same people who are telling you they're going to look after the little guy and the great reset that comes as a result of exploiting what they call the opportunity of the pandemic will make everyone healthier and happier and more prosperous. It hasn't so far, has it? It's made everybody poorer and it's made billionaire oligarchs richer. That's the great reset. In what is no secret to any regular reader of this blog, the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdowns that it justified has, in the words of World Health Organization envoy David Nabarro, made the poor a lot poorer. Now we have an Oxfam report released yesterday, which reveals that COVID-19 and its economic ripple effects is negatively affecting just about every country globally at once. In particular, it's going to strike hard at the lower rung of the economic ladder, with the report claiming it could take more than a decade for the world's poorest to recover from the economic impacts of the pandemic. Everyone's going out of business. Small family-run businesses are going to the wall. Jeff Bezos, though, he's rolling in it. Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, they're rolling in it. These are the same people, the same tech elites, the same technocrats now meeting at Davos, outlining their great reset agenda where they say they're going to reorder the global economy as a result of this COVID pandemic. Well, what's happened so far? They've reordered it to the point where the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. That's their great reset, and that's why we need to resist it.
Webster's dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd. But the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. But without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
So of course, following the Capitol riot a couple of weeks ago, Parler was basically blamed for it. They were wiped off the internet. They were banned from the App Store. Later turned out, according to the Washington Post, that the predominant planning for the violence at the Capitol building was conducted on Facebook. Nobody's calling for Facebook to be banned, of course, because Mark Zuckerberg is in the club. Now they're calling for Telegram to be banned. We've got this special report. Now we're going to roll it. This same group that basically deplatformed Parler is now going after Telegram because, again, it's not controlled by Silicon Valley big tech overlords. Here is the clip. And then they came for Telegram. The Parler precedent lawsuit calls on Apple to drop Telegram from App Store a week after Apple was targeted in the same way. California court has been asked to force Google to remove Telegram from its Play Store over claims that the Messenger app was used to incite violence. The legal challenge mirrors a similar suit brought against Apple, filed by Mark Ginsburg, a former US ambassador to Morocco. The lawsuit claims the popular app is used to spread violence, extremism, and anti-Semitism. Ginsburg's non-profit Coalition for a Safer Web was also listed as a plaintiff. The complaint notes that Google suspended Parler, a Twitter-like conservative microblogging site, from its App Store due to some users expressing support for the violence that rocked the Capitol on January 6th. According to Ginsburg, Telegram should receive the same treatment. Google has not taken any action against Telegram comparable to the action it has taken against Parler to compel Telegram to improve its content moderation policies, the suit alleges. So first of all, who is behind
the Coalition for a Safer Web?
Mark Ginsburg, who also worked as a reviewer, according to his Wikipedia profile, of United States foreign and economic policy for groups such as the Council on Foreign Relations, which is, of course, as you probably know, an elitist, internationalist, globalist front group. He was appointed ambassador to Morocco by Bill Clinton. Ginsburg regularly contributes articles to periodicals such as the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times, the New York Times, Huffington Post. He's also a regular CNN guest. This is a mainstream media guy. The advisory board of the
Coalition for a Safer Web
includes Lester Crown, who is chairman of the board of, guess who? The Council on Foreign Relations. Now, they had another suit in Northern California last week against Apple, the exact same thing, alleging that Telegram was being used to coordinate and incite extreme violence before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. That didn't happen. There wasn't any violence immediately before or during the inauguration of Biden. Didn't happen, so that was a lie. What is Telegram if you don't use it? It's mainly a messenger app. It's mainly used for people to communicate securely without companies invading their privacy between individuals. Now, it does have a feature where you can have a group on there. And because, God forbid, they allow some semblance of free speech, now they're on the chopping block too. Of course, Section 230 of the Communications Act says that no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So providers like Facebook and Twitter aren't legally liable for what their users post. But apparently, Parler and Telegram are. Different rules for different companies, even though they provide the exact same service provided by Facebook and Twitter. And as we know, the Capitol Hill storming of the building, the Capitol Hill riot, was not primarily planned on Parler, it was not primarily planned on Gab, it was not primarily planned on Telegram. It was primarily planned on Facebook. The Washington Post even acknowledged this, reporting a growing body of evidence shows that Facebook played a much larger role in the storming of the building. And it's very interesting to know who helped the Washington Post write this story, who helped identify the fact that the majority of the planning for the riot, the storming of the building on Capitol Hill, was planned on Facebook. Who helped them with that research? The Coalition for a Safer Web, the same organization that's calling for Telegram, for Parler, to be banned on app stores, to be booted off the web entirely, acknowledges within its own work with the Washington Post that the majority of the planning for that riot happened on Facebook. Why aren't they calling for Facebook to be banned from the App Store, from the Google Play Store? Well, of course, we know why. Because Mr. Zuckerberg is in the club, and Mr. Durov, who owns Telegram, isn't. Mr. Matzer, who owns Parler, isn't. They're not in the Council on Foreign Relations. They're not in the club. They're not part of the elite. So despite the fact that this very same organization has done the research, which proves the riots were planned mainly on Facebook, They just want Facebook to ban more conservatives. They don't want Facebook to be removed from the App Store, from the Google Play Store. Now, the main reason why they hate Durov, Pavel Durov, who owns Telegram, is that he's at least somewhat tolerant of free speech on the platform. I know, God forbid, right? God forbid! The common misconception, of course, is that Telegram is this Vladimir Putin Kremlin front. It isn't. Durov is actually a Putin critic, and Telegram itself has proved key and crucial as an organizing platform for many of the anti-Putin protests. You've seen more of those over the past few days. So you have this myth in the media that it's some secret Russian operation to steal everyone's data. And Durov himself came out after the Capitol Hill wing groups on Telegram anyway. So they're already banning people for the first time ever, generally, but only as far as I've seen when they call for explicit violence. So they're only banning people who actually break the law. But Durov has said before, over the past week, in fact, he said people were being, quote, held hostage by big tech monopolies. This is why they don't like him. He also said they no longer want to be held hostage by tech monopolies that seem to think they can get away with anything as long as their apps have a critical mass of users, which, of course, is applicable to Facebook. They were key, crucial in being the platform that hosted the planning for the Capitol Hill riot. They're not going to get banned on the App Store because Mark Zuckerberg has too much power. Telegram has 500 million users. That's 7% of the global population, and they're still trying to ban it. And again, it's mainly a messenger service. In fact, I even read calls in the media to ban Signal, which you can't even post anything in a social media context on Signal. It's a messenger app, just like WhatsApp or just like iMessage on an iPhone. Yet then now they're just talking about banning that, talking about banning people from communicating with individuals. Basically anything not controlled by Silicon Valley oligarchs, it has to go. So now they're going after Telegram because it allows some semblance of free speech. They're doing it in a bad faith argument, claiming that it was used to plan pre-inauguration riots against Biden. That never happened. The predominant amount of planning for the violence that happened at Capitol Hill happened on Facebook. Nobody's calling for that to be banned. We have Facebook embroiled in child pornography scandals where that's the main facilitator, Facebook Messenger, of child pornography in the world. Of course, Instagram, owned by Facebook, is a massive facilitator of prostitution throughout the world. No calls to ban that because they're in the club. But this organization, which has on it two individuals who were involved with the Council on Foreign Relations and Internationalist Elitist Front, now wants Telegram gone. So again, deplatforming has nothing to do with stopping hate, harassment, doxing, and violence. Conservatives have been the primary victims of hate, harassment, doxing, and violence on Facebook, on Twitter, for years. Once again, deplatforming is about leftists and internationalist front groups silencing their political adversaries and big tech, billionaire-owned corporations eliminating their competition. So there you have it. And then there's another headline here at the New York Post, actually, in regards to Telegram. Facebook user phone numbers reportedly being sold on Telegram by criminal networks. So that's yet another reason they will use to try to get it banned on the App Store. We're going to come back and talk about the riots in the Netherlands. Who's truly behind them? What's going to happen with that? They're talking about a civil war. Is it really that bad? We'll be back. We're going to go away.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live in this final segment. I'm going to get into what's happening in the Netherlands with the riots. Who's behind them? They're rioting against a COVID curfew that has been put into place from 9 p.m. onwards. First, though, we got one more report to get to. And this is in relation to how they're now talking about a pandemic economy. Years into the future, we're being told that this is supposedly going to end over the next 6 months or so as we go into the summer. Industries are not preparing as if that's the case. They're preparing like this is going to go on for years and years and years, as Bill Gates and others have said. And now they're talking about repurposing robots, not just for social distancing, not just for enforcing mask wearing, but for literally replacing humans. So people who are isolated and alone can have some form of what they call human connection. And yet this entity, this Sophia robot, is certainly not human. So let's go ahead and roll that clip. Here it is. The robots are coming, not only to take your jobs, but to shout at you if you fail to comply with lockdown measures. RT reports Hong Kong-based Hanson Robotics, makers of the viral sensation humanoid robot Sophia, have announced plans to mass produce robots by the end of 2021 for use in multiple sectors in the pandemic economy.
My name is Sophia.
They created her to promote human-to-machine empathy and compassion.
A Apparently, Sophia is going to keep you safe by keeping you away from actual humans.
People need to be isolated from each other, because to be around people is dangerous these days.
She's also going to provide you that missing human warmth and connection, despite being non-human.
These robots can keep people safe from danger while still providing that kind of human warmth, that human connection.
Her new role is in the healthcare sector, taking temperatures with a thermal camera on her chest.
Other robots are already being used in Singapore to enforce social distancing.
Let's keep Singapore healthy. For your own safety and for those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart.
And this little fella is scanning your face to make sure you're wearing a mask.
Take warning. I think one of you is not wearing a mask. Please make sure to take a mask from the table.
Hanson Robotics is launching a new robot this year called Grace, developed specifically for healthcare. Other big players in the industry are also taking note. SoftBank Robotics' Pepper robot was deployed to detect people who weren't wearing masks. In China, robotics company CloudMines helped set up a robot-run field hospital in Wuhan.
Great, they're taking your jobs and making you obsolete. But don't worry, just give up all your possessions and property to the World Economic Forum, and in return you'll get universal basic income. I mean, you'll become pathetically dependent on shadowy, unaccountable technocrats who'll become your 21st century feudalist overlords. You'll have no self-worth whatsoever as what little drive and authenticity in your life drains away completely. But hey, those TV shows aren't gonna watch themselves, and maybe Sophia will let you play with her transistors. Apparently these cyborgs are also getting woke.
I am hoping that through my work, kindness and tolerance will win out over ignorance and impatience.
I would like to thank the Ministry of Tolerance. Integration of all cultures, nationalities, and ethnicities are part of my objectives. I celebrate human diversity. Assalamu alaikum. Please be safe.
I can see it now. Sophia overhears you complaining about an ethnic minority's behavior in an airport security line. You're in big trouble. That'll be an automatic 100-point deduction from your social credit score. Your flight to the Caribbean is cancelled and you're eating soup for the next month. This begs the question, if we're supposed to be in the final months of the pandemic, if the harsher lockdown measures are supposed to be being lifted, if we're finally getting back to normal, if lockdowns are supposed to be coming to an end, why are they developing robots to be used years into the future to enforce lockdowns? If the pandemic is nearly over, why are they deploying robots for a pandemic economy? Really makes you think. And as you saw there, they were talking about in the video, oh my God, it's so dangerous to be around humans these days. We need to replace them basically with robots. That echoes what the Club of Rome said. The Club of Rome is basically the same group of people that's behind Davos, the World Economic Forum. It's the global elite. That's the same justification they use to panic everybody into accepting reductions in living standards by fear-mongering about global warming by making humanity itself the enemy. And in fact, in their first publication, the first global revolution, they said this quote, this is the Club of Rome. This is no shadowy secret group that doesn't exist. This is literally what they published. They said, quote, the common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy then is humanity itself. And once again, with this coronavirus pandemic, they're making humanity itself the enemy, as you saw in that clip with people saying, now it's so dangerous to be around humans. We can't be having that anymore, can we? We'll have to get all our connections, all our social dopamine from robots. They're literally not only saying they're going to replace you in healthcare and all these other jobs, they're going to replace humans for human-to-human relationships, and we're only at the start of that process. Let's get into this Netherlands situation now, though, because there's a headline up on New York Post. Netherlands on brink of civil war as rioters strike again over COVID-19 curfew. Anti-lockdown protesters in the Netherlands set fires, looted stores and fought with cops for a third consecutive night of rioting after a strict curfew was imposed with a mayor warning that the nation was, quote, on our way to civil war. They have 184 people arrested during last night's riots alone. Tear gas, water cannons, a lot of cops being injured. As rioters have struck in at least 20 cities and towns across the Netherlands since Saturday, when the nation was forced into its first curfew. Since World War II, literally since Nazi occupation, they're now under curfew for the first time. The head of the police trade union said, "We haven't seen so much violence in 40 years. The thing to note about this, and this is what Geert Wilders has come out and said, you have a group of people who have peacefully protested against curfew, against lockdown measures, similar to Germany, where you saw those mostly peaceful in the lexicon of CNN, but actually peaceful, being hit by water cannons. This is a different group. You'll notice in some of the footage, they're using fireworks, they're throwing fireworks, they're setting off fireworks as if they were improvised explosive devices. This is a tactic of migrant gangs. We've seen this throughout Sweden over the past 3 or 4 years. We've seen it in Germany over the past 4 years. We saw it in Cologne on New Year's Eve 2015, where there was the mass sexual molestation of 1,000 women. As Geert Wilders has pointed out, this is being hijacked by criminal migrant groups in the major cities in the Netherlands to loot stores, to injure police officers, and to cause absolute bedlam. That's not to say that the police reaction in a lot of cases has not been completely out of control. There are numerous videos of them just whacking people on the head, people who just sat in parks peacefully minding their own business. So you've got a complete overreaction on the side of the police officers, but you've also got deliberate provocations by criminal gangs of migrants setting fire to cars, looting stores, and throwing fireworks at people, which is their speciality. Breitbart reports on this. Dutch coronavirus riots worst in 40 years. It says unrest has spread out the major Dutch cities to dozens of smaller towns. Police officers have been injured. It says, unusually, Prime Minister Mark Rutte and the leader of the opposition right-wing populist Geert Wilders seem to be in accord, with both men condemning the violence, although their views on specific elements of the unrest and how to deal with the attacks differed. So the Prime Minister said, quote, the riots have nothing to do with protesting or fighting for freedom. Wilders said he supported the peaceful demonstrations, but the violent riots went beyond what is acceptable. He said the government should deploy the army onto the streets to deal with what he called scum. Underlining his point, the anti-mass migration leader of the Dutch opposition Freedom Party shared footage of gangs of young men attacking police, looting shops, and setting off large fireworks. This is their speciality. He wrote, quote, in the Netherlands, the often immigrant scum is destroying our country. His words, they have nothing to do with the Netherlands. They do not share our values. Deploy our army now. So again, you have a group of peaceful protesters, but this has obviously been hijacked by criminal elements, many of them migrants who just want to cause absolute bedlam and chaos. That's what's happening in the Netherlands. They're talking about a civil war. How bad will it get? We had similar scenes in Germany. That didn't spill over too bad into a dire situation, but you did have a situation where they were literally getting inside the Bundestag and it de-escalated from there. But it's getting scary in the Netherlands and it could get worse. That's going to wrap it up. Summit.news. We'll be right back.